This is episode number 99 of the Interactive Distractions podcast for the week of October 19th,
2009. Hello and welcome to Interactive Distractions, episode
number... It is first!
Wait. One episode too early, guys.
Oh.
Sorry. One more. Come on. One more week. You got to stick with me here. We got to be patient.
Okay.
We got to be patient. We've been waiting for like 6 months, so we can wait one more week until all these people come down and hang out with us. So this is episode number 99 of the Interactive Distractions podcast.
Wayne Gretzky of podcasts.
My name is Christopher Riccio, and I am here with Jason A. Stryker.
Hello, people.
And Jeff Chorney.
And word up.
And as we said, we are 1 week away from Indus Fest. As a matter of fact, we are, as we record this, we are less than a week away from hitting up Battle and Brew on a Wednesday night with Mr. Jeff Chorney and his wonderful girlfriend, Tanya. So that's exciting. What are we talking about today? We're doing difficult games. If difficult games drive gamers to play them, so we're going to talk about that. But first, we're going to do distractions, some news, and then later on, we're going to do new releases, listener email, and a new question of the week. Yeah. But before that, we're going to see how Jason's doing. Jason, how you doing?
I'm a little excited. I'm feeling very good. I must say, I'm a little excited for this whole Indus Fest. Indus Fest.
Indus Fest. I got to tell you, Indus. Jeff, I sent out all those confirmation PMs today or the other day on VG Evo, and I started getting responses back. And as I'm getting the responses back, I send an IM over to Jason, and I'm like, Jason, I just got that pit in my stomach where it's like, this shit is real. Shit is real.
Where have you been for like the past 3 months?
I don't know. Apparently I haven't been on the same plane as you. That's for sure.
Oh man. No, I think I'm over that. I think I've just kind of succumbed to the fact that, you know, shit's probably going to suck, like minor details and stuff. And, you know, I'm going to be okay with that. I'm just going to roll with stuff. We're just going to have a good time. This is a party, right?
Yeah, I agree.
And there's going to be technical glitches.
There's going to be some things that go wrong, but you know what? We just can't let it get to us. You know, it's going to be a great time no matter what happens.
Right.
And that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
All right.
Nice.
Got to be stupid stuff like the stripper is going to be late. You know, the midgets is probably only going to be half of them.
Showing up on Wednesday. So,
yeah. Good. Yeah, we got some stuff. Yeah, Jeff's coming in a little bit early. So, we're going to be hanging out with him. It's been a long time coming. Usually, whenever we hook up with Jeff, it's just for
like one drunk day.
So he's
going to
be staying for like almost a week this time.
Yeah.
So, it's an entire week of drunkenness.
Yeah, we had a request to hit up Big Pie in the Sky one day when people get in town. So I was thinking if it's cool with you guys, we could hit that up Friday for lunch.
I don't even know what that is. It sounds awesome.
Big Pie in the Sky?
Yeah.
They had it on what was it? Man versus Food or something like that. They actually featured the place. They had this a 30-inch pizza called the Carnivore, which weighs in at 11 pounds.
I'm there.
Wow.
And if two people can finish it within 1 hour or something like that, I think you win like whatever's in the pot. I think that they have like a pot of money that they're willing to give out. So it's like you buy the carnivore and you enter the contest, and like a piece of the, like the amount of money that you got, you paid for the pizza goes into the pot. And if you actually finish
it, like it's like 11 pounds of meat.
Right, probably. Jeff, can we have the pot first? Because then we'll be hungry.
Yeah, exactly.
Jeff, I actually had this pizza after my bachelor party. Six of us could not finish it.
Okay.
So we had a whole piece left. It was crazy. Thing's huge. Anyway,
Jeff, you and me, buddy.
Let's do it.
You're putting on some weight.
Let's do it, dude. That'd be a perfect time. Go out, go with a bang. Put on my last 11 pounds in one sitting. Let's do this.
All right, so how else am I doing? Yeah, good. Indus Fest stuff is still rolling. Sat down with Travis, spoiler alert, for a bit last night, and we went over all the video switching stuff. So
good. I was going to ask you
a little more confident.
Awesome.
I'm really, really glad that he's going to be taking over that stuff, so I don't have to worry about, you know, switching over to different cameras while, you know, we're doing the podcast. So, things are looking up.
Cool.
Very good. Oh, except for the fact that my laptop died the other day.
This is a sensitive subject.
It works out in the end, because I ended up getting a new one. We ordered a new one from Dell last night. This thing's pretty burly. It's actually got one of the new i7 processors in it. And I haven't found any of the laptops that have that. So
that's pretty awesome.
Yep. I think we're going to use it at IndusFest.
IndusFest!
IndusFest! I'm good. How are you?
Jeff, how's it going?
I'm good. It didn't go right by me. I'm fine. I'm just, it's getting cold and it sucks.
Well, it's going to be high 60s when you guys are here.
That is perfect because here it was actually minus something today at some point. That is really crazy for October. So I'm not happy. Yeah. And I still refused to wear my winter jacket, and I was freezing my balls off in my hoodie.
But, very cool. I got to see Zombieland this week.
Yeah.
I was, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it more than Crystal did. That's for sure.
Why does that not surprise me?
Well, no, I mean, she's into zombie flicks. She just thought one was too campy. Yeah, she is.
That's the point, though. This one is supposed to be.
Yeah, this one is definitely supposed to be that way. And it was hilarious. I was cracking up the majority of the time I was watching the movie.
I love that movie.
Yeah, it was good. Let's see what else. Other than that, that's about it. I'm just trying to get ready for IndusFest. So, yeah, it's going to be good stuff. I still can't believe it's this close. We have people flying in on Thursday. We got people flying in on Friday. Oh, man, it's going to be great.
Little excited.
I am too.
Can't wait to do the stream too. That's going to be pretty epic.
I think. Somebody asked us about the quality of the stream, and I was like, "Don't worry about that.
Should be good.
I don't.
We have to give it all the details today, though, right? That'd probably be a good idea.
Where to go? Do that. I mean, you know, we're doing the Battle and Brew thing Saturday the 24th, and 7 p.m. Eastern is when we're looking to get started. So, yeah, I mean, if we're a little bit late, please bear with us.
I'm thinking we're going to probably show up at Battle and Brew at about 5 to try and start setting up. That's probably a good idea.
Yeah.
I might be a little bit sooner. Travis and I, because we had to go over everything. But yeah, there's lots of other stuff that we need to set up, you know, besides tables and banners and all that.
So. Lots of gaming shit.
I think they only have one PS3 there, so we might have to like bring in extra systems and stuff like that. So we'll have to do all that stuff.
Yep.
Cool. And where can they find that stream at?
At our normal channel, which will be
ustream.tv/channels/interactive-distractions.
There we go.
Or if you sign into Ustream, just make an account, takes you seconds, just do a search for interactive distractions. That'll pull it up.
That won't work.
I know.
It'll work if we've already started. If we haven't started yet, it won't work.
Okay.
Is that the way it works? Because their search function sucks. I was looking for
the expletive delete.
Fingers crossed it will be embedded on VG Evo. How about that?
I'm sure that we'll be able to get that figured out.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Well, let's get into it.
Let's.
Jason, what's distracting this week?
Oh, this is going to be a rough week.
Yeah,
all right, seriously. So I bought into the hype. The hype machine got to me, and I got Demon's Souls.
Demon's Souls.
How did they get past friggin' like inspection and...
I don't know, because it's like pure crack, and we don't even really understand why. Jeff, you touched on this, you know.
Yeah.
A minute before I had that game booted up, right? And I had been thinking about the game all day long. I'm like, I got to beat that fucking Tower Knight. I got to beat that Tower Knight. But yeah, so I popped it in, you know, right after I got home. And the next thing I know, no shit, it's 4 a.m.
Yeah. Could
stop playing it. I love it so much.
It's good. It's crack.
I'm enjoying the hell out of it too. It's hard to put down. And I don't want to talk about it as much right now because I know Demon's Souls is going to come up during our feature.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I'm right there with you. And yeah, that tower.
Did you guys try the online yet?
I have not tried the online yet. No.
I got invaded by somebody and then he kicked my ass. And
you got invaded already? What level is your dude at?
At the time he was like 23. Or something like
that. Oh, really?
That.
I thought they couldn't invade you until you reached, like, until you also had one of the black stones or something like that.
Oh, I'm not sure.
It's crazy.
Don't know.
But, yeah, I think this game is meant to be played with people in a party, but they're just so crafty the way they do it, and they don't shove it down your throat.
Yeah.
Because some of the bosses I fought with people, and it just makes it so much easier, and it gives you that... It reminds me of that PSO feeling you get when you're about to enter a boss fight, and everyone's got to be like, get everyone together, and they're like, all right, let's all go into that... square thing.
Yeah.
You're like, all right, everyone, there's always that one dickhead who keeps going out and out and in, out and in. Then you hit the button right when they're out by accident. And they're like, fuck, now there's only three of us.
See, I don't
except
know about
time,
that.
The little square pad is a door that has mist in front of it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I've been able to be pretty successful solo. You know, the 2-2 boss, the flame dude or whatever.
Yeah,
he was in my ass at first. I was having a real, real tough time. But, I mean, once you get the pattern down and you find out the attack that does the most damage.
But what are you attacking with? Do you have magic?
Yeah, I have magic.
See, I don't have magic, and apparently that is pretty much the only way you can take him down, unless you want to chip him for like 10 points of health every hit.
I've seen some videos online on YouTube. Yeah, it was the soldier or whatever, and he was just hacking at him, just physical attacks.
Yeah, really?
So, yeah, seriously. Shit.
But so I've been trying to like I get myself in a human form, and then I summon phantoms. But the problem is, I don't know if it's the luck I've been having fighting him, but none of the people I get in my party have magic, or they just really, really suck. And they keep dying before I do. And I'm like, motherfucker. So I'm stuck with my spear, my scimitar, or something like that. And I'm just like, my spear does like 120 damage or something like that. That's what it's at right now. And it barely makes a little fraction in the guy's health when I hit him.
Yeah, that was the same kind of situation I was in. And I actually, I think my strength was like up to 18 or something like that. So I was a pretty burly priest, right? You know, melee-wise, that's what I had been using. And at the time, I didn't realize that you could actually pick up magic, you know, with any character.
Mm-hmm.
So once I finally learned that, I got my magic up to 10. And, you know, that's the base that you can do. And, you know, I was actually hitting them for, you know, 3, 4, 5 times the amount of damage that I would with a melee attack. So
now, how did you get the magic, though? Do you have to get a wand?
You have to get the wand,
I haven't even fought I haven't even found a wand yet. So.
It's in 1-2.
Really? Just there's right one in 1-2. I picked it up, too.
Yeah.
Where is it at in 1-2?
Right at the beginning, the first tower that you get to off to the right-hand side, up at the top.
Yeah, it's at the top when you fight with the archers.
Shit, maybe I do have it, and maybe
It's real easy to.
What's it called? It's called a wooden something.
Oh, the wooden something. I did get that. Oh, I no.
What
did
they
I
actually
drop
call
it?
Them? You better not have dropped it.
I got a stick. I didn't get a stick, but you know what? I might have given it to the dude who holds all your stuff.
Well, he's a bank, so you could probably get it.
Just go back and get it.
Yeah.
That'll give you your magic attack.
I do have a magic sword, which I can't use till my magic's at 14. I think my magic right now is at 12 or 13.
Ooh,
so I'm pretty sure the
sword
will do a pretty decent amount of damage on the motherfucker.
Where'd you get that?
That I got, honestly, I cannot tell. I think I either got it in 4-1 or 3. No, I haven't played a lot of 3. I played a little bit. I think I got it in World 4, actually.
Okay.
4-1. Because, I mean, I didn't get far into...
Wait, what did you get?
It's a magic sword. I can't remember what it's called. It's like, it does like really, really low damage, like 21, but it's magical and got all these crazy, what's it called, effects, like status effects and stuff like that. And anything, enemy that is magic, like, I don't know, like has weaknesses magic, it does like crazy amounts of damage too.
Good
nice.
Shot.
So okay. I'm hoping that'll take the bitch down. But yeah, I love the onlineness. It's so cool. Like I love how you can't really talk to each other. And stuff like that, but it does ignore me, like, because it adds that whole, like, everyone's in their own world and you're just kind of helping them out feel to it. I kind of don't like the rating system on it, because once you're done with it, you have to rate the people that you played with, and I automatically give everybody at least an A. Like, the rankings go from F to S, like, and F being the worst, S being the best, because what you rate the people determines how many souls they get. From like so if everyone gets rated really high, like,
oh, really?
A lot of souls, beat the boss, yeah.
Huh,
but the problem is, I fought this one dude, invites me in, like, so I was the soul, and I put a thing down, he invites me in to beat the tower knight. So he's barely doing anything, and I kicked the thing's ass barely. He gave me a friggin' D.
What?
So he got a crap load of souls, because we beat the boss, whatever, then I got, like, hardly anything, because when you're invited to their world, I guess that's what determines it. So I gave him an A, or whatever, and he gave me a D, because you can check, you can just go to your thing afterwards, and it tells you, like, what your rating breakup is percentage. And I was like, you son of a bitch. I did all the work there, and you gave me a D. And it's not like it divides it up, the souls. It's like everyone will get the same amount of souls, whatever you give them. So it's not like if I get an A and I give him a B, it splits the souls. Like, hey, I'll just get, like, 10% more than he does. It's not like that. It's like if you give the guy an A, it'll get, like, 2,000 souls. You the
so
guy
he's going to get the same amount of souls no matter what, is what you're saying.
Well, I gave him an A. Yeah, exactly. He can give me an A. I can give him an A. We're both going to get the same amount of souls. So, but he gave me a D. So I'm thinking maybe he thought... he'll get more and then I'll get less if he gives me that. But that kind of thing kind of ticks me off. But
maybe it's he cool. was just a douche.
Yeah, he could have been just a douche because there's people like that online everywhere. Yeah. But for the most part, people are pretty cool.
And you guys wonder why I hate people.
No, Jason, I don't play many online games either just because of that.
But it just goes to show you don't need a game microphone to have douchebags in it.
Yeah, that's true.
Uh-huh. The same way, though, I do have a message on it that's been rated like 130 times or something like that.
Wow, nice.
Yeah, so every time I boot up the game, it's like, your message has been recommended. I love that shit. You'll be in the middle of fighting something, and all of a sudden your health goes up. I'm like, yes! Yeah.
You're about to die, and it goes, bling! I'm like, sweet!
If you see that message right before in World 1, 2, or is it 1-1? It's one, well, I don't know which one it is, but the one where you see the dragon's perch, you know, the dragon nest, and there's right before you go down the stairs, there's a message there saying, beginners should come back here later. Yeah. That was me.
Huh.
That was me.
Cool.
Just letting you know.
Good so
you
for you. So you want to recommend that. But yeah, overall, I say that I hate that game. I don't really. I actually love the shit out of it.
Yeah. It's really good.
Yeah.
I'm actually thinking that this, if we keep going like this, because I mean, this is one of those games that, you know, I'm getting distracted by things like Uncharted right now, and I'm gonna, Brutal Legend's gonna distract me from it. But this is a game I know I'm gonna go back to.
I think I'm going to.
I just feel the need to go back to it. Mm-hmm. And I just have this strange feeling that you know, once New Year turns over, I think that we may be talking about this game on a special episode or something. I think it could happen.
Maybe.
I think it's deep enough, yeah. And that's been something that's been, you know, keeping me drawn in is because I'm checking the wiki and stuff, and I'm looking for secrets and it's been extremely deep. And I love the combat in it a lot too. I seem to feel as though I have a lot of control in it. And, you know, whenever I go into battle, I'm extremely, you know, precise, and I'm very just careful about everything. And I think that goes for the whole game in general. You know, the hype got to everyone that the game is super, super tough. You're going to die a fucking shit ton. I don't think that I necessarily found that, though.
Yeah, because you know that going into it that you have that expectation, so you're being extra careful.
Exactly.
And that's what happened to me, too. So it's like, you know, I'm dying in certain places, but then I realize what I did wrong, and I'm going back, and I'm being more careful when I go back. And it's like, you know, you learn very quickly that you can't just rush into this game. You learn very quickly that you have to really think about and plan out your moves and how you're going to fight things and how many enemies you can take at one time and that kind of thing.
It's a highly technical fantasy fighter.
Very much.
Very much so.
There is one thing that scares me. Last night I went on after playing Uncharted, because I'm like, I should go to bed. And then I stopped playing Uncharted, and I'm like, well, I haven't played Demon's Souls in a day. Like, I'm going to go in and try to, you know, just get some souls. Or I'm like, you know what I'll do? I'm in soul form right now, and I only have one more of those things that bring you back to human form. So I'm like, I'll help someone out with a boss, and then become back in my human form so I can summon people out to help beat this fire boss with me. So usually before Uncharted came out, I would put down a thing, and within seconds, I'm usually summoned. Like, there's people I need help with boss all the time. So I went back to the tower and I put my thing down and waited for about 10 minutes. Nothing happened. So I'm just like wondering if there's not that many people playing at that point, or if there's nobody at my level that's playing that. Because I think you can only invite people in that are within 10 levels of you or something like that.
Yeah, they have to be either 5 higher or 5 lower, something like that.
Huh.
Yeah, so so it could be that, which is one thing that kind of bothers me. I can see why they did it, so you can't just keep playing the first boss over and over again to keep coming back to human mode. But it's,
you know what
be
I think it is,
if,
Jeff? I think there's a lot of PS3 owners out there that are like you and I, and Uncharted has just kind of pulled them away from Demon's Souls temporarily.
Yeah, that's what I think
it
might be.
I really think that's what it is. Because
for like 8 hours or so.
Yeah. So it's you know, people. I think people will go back to it when they finish up with like Uncharted and Brutal Legend and stuff.
Yeah. Well, should we talk about Uncharted now since we already mentioned it? Jason, you played Uncharted, right?
I just got it today.
Oh,
actually,
did you play it at all?
Yeah, for about an hour or so. And
so you're halfway through?
Yeah, give or take. I don't really need to talk about it. I haven't played that much, and you guys are just gonna, you know, be mean to me if I say something bad about it.
No, so. Dude, I will not be mean to you because
not just you, the listeners. They're gonna, you know, Torgo's gonna probably, you know, do something to me.
Well, who gives a shit? I mean, people right now have the huge hyperbole of this is the best game ever freaking made ever in the face of the universe.
All right. Well, there's a couple things that I'd say straight off the bat. It is one of the most pretty games that I've ever seen.
I'll agree with that.
Gorgeous. I love the facial animations, I love the modeling. I love the voice acting. It's written very well. I love the humor.
It's acted very well. This, just the motion capture and everything is done pretty well, too.
Yes, extremely impressive. I love that. And, you know, it makes me, you know, feel like I'm you know, watching a movie. Yeah. But at the same time, it also makes me feel like I'm kind of playing a movie, if that makes any sense.
Mm-hmm. No,
it does. It very much so makes sense. And it's like Metal Gear Solid.
It's done kinda. Way better than Metal Gear Solid, though, in my opinion.
Yeah. See, the thing about it is pacing, and you know, Uncharted has that movie quality feel, as far as I'm concerned. But the game, there's much more gameplay there. And
for sure.
That's the biggest complaint about MGS for me, is that I would have liked more gameplay and a little less story.
Yeah, well, I can't debate against that. I'm still finding the Uncharted 2 stuff, and granted, I'm only about an hour in, but I'm finding it just a bit shallow.
What do you mean?
Is that just me? You know, I don't like the
platforming. I don't think it's just you. There's not. Well, yeah, it doesn't do anything new from Uncharted 1.
Right.
Like, let's get that out of the way. Really. It does not do anything new whatsoever.
It fixes some of the problems in Uncharted 1, but exactly. It doesn't really go out of its way to be something different.
Right.
Yeah.
Not that it needed to, because it was so popular and people absolutely adore it. They didn't really need to do much different. So I can't really fault them for that, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yes. I don't know. Here's my big gripe, and then I'm done. The controls suck. I'm fucking sorry. They're awful.
Really?
I have such a hard time with him.
What parts?
He's sliding all over the place. I don't feel like I'm in control of Drake at all, you know? When I'm climbing over the ledges, I can kind of press in a certain direction, and you know, he'll grab onto something, you know, if he's supposed to, you know. I don't even know exactly what I'm going for. I just know that I have to hold the direction and hit the button, and you know, he'll flop wherever he needs to.
That is true, yeah.
Yeah, and that's something I actually brought up like last episode or the one before, with the whole like conditional platforming thing.
Yeah.
Where, you know, he jumps a specific way based on where you're jumping and what you're jumping for and that kind of thing. And whereas that's really cool when it works, when it doesn't work,
It looks great.
Yeah.
It looks very good, except for the times. Have you guys noticed that whenever you run off like a ledge or something, he'll run out a little bit, then all of a sudden he'll turn around and grab the ledge, you know, and hang from it?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So what you can do actually is you can still run off that ledge, and before he turns around, all right, so you're dangling off this ledge, right? You're in midair. You can hit jump. And he'll actually do like a jump animation, like he's jumping off the ground. It's awful. I can't believe they'd let something like
that. I haven't seen that.
Right away in the beginning, I was jumping between rafters or whatever, and I missed a jump, and I hit jump anyway, just out of reaction, and he still jumped in midair.
Oh, weird. He's got the double jump.
It looked it just looked so awkward because he just kept running right off the ledge. You know, he hit the jump button and you know, flattens his feet and stuff and does a jump.
It's the same thing with the first one, where in a chart, like once you find if there's a part you're like supposed to do some platforming and climb a wall or whatever, you basically can't die. And if you don't know where to go, you just move the joystick around. Once where he looks, where he puts his hand, you just like hit the X button to jump over there again. So it's kind of like I kind of related again to like what's it called? Assassin's Creed does it 100% automatic, where you just hold down A and push the direction. Infamous does it a little bit different, where you feel like you're a little bit more control because you're hitting the buttons. Whereas Uncharted is a little bit more like you're a little bit more control because you pick like direction and you have to kind of look around a bit. But it's still it can be automatic. I mean, they could have just put like hit A if you see I have to go up that ledge. Hit A.
Practically automatic. I had way more control in Infamous. I felt like I was in control.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Go anywhere, and I don't.
I would agree with that
at all. Bugs the shit out of me.
Yeah, everything about the platforming is very conditional with Uncharted, and like you were saying, the whole percentages thing, where Assassin's Creed was basically like hold a button, push a direction. It did everything by itself, and it was very blah, you know. And at least to me, it was. Infamous has more of the, you know, it does feel like you're in a little bit more control, and I would say that it does about 50% of it automatic, and I would say Uncharted is at 75% of it. Because the only thing you're really doing is you're jumping from ledge to ledge, and you can drop down to ledges below you and that kind of thing.
But if I want to jump off,
you can't even do if it's too far or if it doesn't want you to, which is kind of weird. So basically,
I should be able to fuck up with the platforming, and I'm never really able to. You know, if I want to jump off to the right side and there's nothing there, he won't do it. He just won't jump.
Yeah, that's true.
He'll just jump straight up in the air.
Right.
He won't. The only time you could ever hurt yourself or die platforming is when you're jumping off ledges to another ledge.
Like miss your jump or you're off in the direction a little bit. And yeah.
Once you grab onto a ledge with your hands, there's pretty much no way you can die unless you mistime something.
Right. So, like I said, I played about an hour. I could have played longer, but I got frustrated during one of the first few big gunfights, and I kept just slide around. I was just frustrated with the controls. I don't like them. It bugs me.
Fair enough. I mean, it's kind of refreshing. I mean, you're not being, it's the best game ever.
Yeah.
It's great. And I know a lot of people are really going to love it. And I'm still going to play it through, and I'm sure I'm going to enjoy all the cutscenes and all that stuff and all the visual aspects. I think I'm going to just adore, but I'm going to get frustrated with the gameplay.
I love the game.
I love the game too. I'm with you, Jeff. I think the platforming, whereas a lot of it is done automatically in a way, I think it's really well done, and I love watching Drake do the things that he does. I haven't really seen any of that.
Do you love QuickTime events too?
No, those are gone. Okay,
I'm being belligerent. I'm sorry.
they're not actually.
No, good. I'm that's just saying
that's one of the things that's great about it. They're gone.
They're not gone.
They're not gone?
How far are you?
I'm at chapter 12 or so.
Yeah, they're not gone.
Oh, damn it.
There's not a lot of them. I think I've only run into one.
Yeah, but
or
see, that's the thing. Because there's not a lot of them, you don't expect them, and you die. It's just like there's like three or four quick time events in the first one, and it's like you see this storyboard playing out in front of you, and all of a sudden it pops up. Press square now. Oh shit! Press square. Oh, I'm dead. Sorry.
Look, the one that I have gone to so far, it's not actually during a cutscene. It's actually during battle, so it makes a little bit more sense. So you don't really see it coming because the first one really throws it at you, but it does throw you at you during a battle. So at least that makes it a little bit better, and it is very forgiving. It gives you, pardon me, a lot of time to hit the button. So it's not really that big of a deal.
The other thing I'm glad that's gone is all the six-axis bullshit.
Is the bullet sponges, which are only gone for the first three chapters.
Well,
bullshit, I'm still getting the bullet sponge stuff.
That's what I was saying. I was saying it's still there, but they have reduced it quite a bit. And
the question is, which enemies are you fighting that are... See, the guys with the big, in the black
suits... I'm
shooting
them in the fucking head, dude. And
they have helmets on. Some of them have helmets. That's the way they did Uncharted 1, too.
Well, fine, but, okay, these dudes that I'm shooting don't have a fucking helmet.
The dudes at the beginning don't have a helmet. I found that they did, though. They did cut it down. Like, in one, it would take, if you didn't hit them in the head, it would take, a full pistol clip to drop them. In this, it will take, four bullets, but...
Yeah.
Which isn't that big of a deal, but later on in the game, there is more bullet. Like, the guys with the armor and stuff like that take a lot more shots. With the helmets, some guys have, two helmets. And it's like, I can see they're like, well, they have armor, so it makes... That's why it takes so many shots. But to me, it's not like they try to fix the problem. They more try to cover it up. They're like, hey, we're using the same kind of engine, so... we'll just put more armor on the guys, make it more realistic.
Well, the normal enemies are I'm noticing are not as bad as they were in the first one.
And no,
especially
not at all.
Considering I just played the first one through again, it's definitely better than the first one.
I agree.
Without 100%. A doubt. I can shoot three shots really quick and a guy'll die. Whereas in the first one, if I would have shot the three shots really quick, he would have gotten through the second animation and then still been standing there. You know. So I mean they did make some improvements. So that's good.
I don't think they improved much. Serious.
Anyway. Well, back to the movie thing too. This is the first game where I think it blends the line of movies and games so well that, like I said, I think Kojima should kind of take notice, because there's been so many times in this game where I was watching a cutscene and realized that I was in control of the character again. I didn't even realize it.
Yeah,
or the opposite
way
where I was controlling the character and then all of a sudden I went into a cutscene. I'm still trying to control. I'm like, oh crap, no, it's a cutscene. Damn it. Which I thought did really good with the pacing and the flow of the game. There seems to be no breakups in it at all from beginning to where I am, and it's flows so nicely.
This one is doing a much better job of actually getting me enthralled with the story, where I'm paying attention to these cutscenes, and I'm like actually into it, and I'm you know watching really really carefully, and there was actually one particular scene so far that just really flipped me out and actually got my heart racing because of it.
And, no, I probably know what you're talking about.
Yeah, it has to do with the tunnel.
When he gets in Nepal, right? Oh, has it tunnel?
No, I'm thinking about the tunnel area at the around chapter 11, 12. I don't want to give anything away, but it has to do with a train and a tunnel.
Okay, yeah, I think I know what you're talking about. And, okay. I got past the train part, which, by the way, since we already mentioned the train part, as awesome as that level is, that is the only time this entire game so far. I'm pretty close to the end. I'm like 60-something percent. I should have it completed by tomorrow, I'm hoping. But that is the only time in this game where I thought, wow, this level's freaking amazing. This is awesome. But I hope it's coming to an end soon, because I thought that part was too long.
Really?
Yeah, I thought the level was awesome, but it was the only time in the game where I was thinking, okay, I hope I get to the end of the train so I can get the story going and get it moving or whatnot. And is it just me, or is the train level the new minecart level? Because every game now seems to have like a train level. It's like,
yeah, I don't know. I'm actually enjoying the train level though, so it's pretty.
Well, cool, you're still in it though, right?
Yeah, I'm still in it.
Yeah, it's long.
Oh. But, yeah, I mean, I really don't want to go too much into it because, you know, we're going to talk more about Uncharted in coming weeks.
Wait till Jason plays a little more of it too. Cause I mean, we just start playing.
And I really want to pick up some of the co-op, and I actually want to try out, I kind of want to try out some of the competitive multiplayer just for the hell of it. I probably won't play it that much, but, you know, just what the hell.
Yeah.
But yeah, so far, I mean, it's not the perfect game. I will never say it is. It still has a few issues here and there, but a lot of the issues from the first one I feel have been fixed. At least not necessarily fixed, but improved upon. I'll put it that way. Honestly, it's the most beautiful console game I've ever played.
Totally 100% agree. Like I think it's deserving of most reviews it's getting. It's basically Uncharted 1, it's the exact same formula, but it looks freaking amazing, even more amazing than the first one. Like you, I think it's the best. It's the best looking game I've played on a console, for sure. Best looking, easily.
Yeah.
And and the it basically just does everything right that the first Uncharted might have done wrong. So
yeah,
if you liked Uncharted 1, you're gonna freaking love 2.
No doubt. One of the things that I wanted to mention really quick that I'm really enjoying is how much change of scenery there is. You know,
in the first one, holy shit.
Oh,
yeah,
the environments are gorgeous. The you know, everything is so well done, you know, down to puddles on the ground.
The reflections of the puddles.
Exactly. I find myself just like moving the camera around, watching the reflection in the puddle, just like, holy shit. And
the lighting.
It's like the first one is as beautiful as I think it is. And as you know, as much as I was bragging about it last week, it's not even close. I mean, I look at this game and I'm like, holy crap, that's really quite a jump. It really is. And then you think about the first one where it was like, you're in a jungle, you're in some ruins. You're in a jungle, you're in some ruins. And that's not the way this one is. You're in the mountains, in the snow, and then you're in a jungle, and then you're in a swamp, and then you're in a city, and then you're on a train. It's all over the place.
Every level.
You have no idea where you're going.
I'm like, how are they going to top this? How are they going to make a better looking level than this? And then I get to like the next couple chapters. I'm like, okay, this is better, but how are they going to make this one better? And then next couple chapters later, I'm like, oh crap. Like the environment I'm in right now is gorgeous. I'm just like, wow, this looks amazing. And the game takes a little bit of it, not of a turn, but it's like a different kind of, well, you'll see, you're close to, kind of close to where I am, but it's pretty cool.
As long as there's no zombies.
Well, there will be. There's definitely going to be. 100%.
There's
going to
be something.
Oh, there's going to be. They said there's like the thing at the beginning of the game, like, oh, something's cursed, whatever. They brought around the sickness or something. You know, something's going to happen like that. It's going
to
be.
I don't want them to go that route. Craziness. We'll see.
I'm just predicting. Well, not there yet, but we'll see.
Whose distraction are we on? Are we still on Jason?
We're still on Jason's.
Yeah. I didn't get to talk much.
What else you got, Jason?
Oh, shit. Not much else. Let's see. So Gamefly blessed me today. They actually sent me 2 games. So they sent me Uncharted 2, which I played right away. And then I popped in Magna Carta 2. Real small bit. And,
all right.
It looks to be a very, very traditional RPG. I haven't even gotten to any combat yet, but... from what I'm, you know, just judging by the aesthetics alone, it might be good. And what I've seen, gameplay videos, I think it might be good.
I did watch some of the gameplay videos after we talked about it a little bit last week, and
they did at least put
some AI on the characters. It's like, because in the first Magna Carta, it's like you controlled one character and the other two just sat there until you decided to take control of them.
Mm-hmm.
Unless I was doing something completely wrong and missed something, but I mean, I tried to figure out if there was a way to make them have AI, but in this one, it looks like there's AI, but a lot of the videos that I saw, the AI is just like hanging out in the back and just not really doing anything. And then they'll come forward and they'll hit once and then they'll back up. And
also like Sully and Uncharted 2. What?
What do you think?
But
didn't do much for me. I'm looking.
Is there a demo out there?
No, I doubt it. Highly doubt it. I haven't seen one. I checked the store today. I didn't see anything. But I'm not like chomping at the bit to get back to it, but it looks all right.
Okay.
I got way more on my plate than that.
You got Demon's Souls.
Yeah, exactly. which I've sworn off actually until after Indus Fest.
Lies.
No, I'm serious. It's put away. Like I can't even get to it right now. I need to do that because otherwise I would just say, you know, just like Jeff did, you know, I'll just play for a little bit and then stay up all night long.
4 o'clock in the morning and
yeah,
exactly. So. Played a little Street Fighter 4 as well. Travis, spoiler alert, and I went to Computer Arena last night. There's a monthly like fighting game meetup there, even though we all just end up playing Street Fighter 4 anyway. It's a pretty cool place, actually. It's huge. I probably talked about it before, but once a month we have like a fighting game meetup where a bunch of dudes get together and play some fighting games. But my Street Fighter 4 was subpar, and I was humbled. And I think I cried a little bit afterwards. Really? What's that?
I haven't played Street Fighter in a while.
Like I couldn't hit links. I was missing combos. I was playing for shit. It was embarrassing. But all the more reason to practice more and more before Indus Fest.
Indus Fest is next week.
Yeah.
You got to get your skills together.
I think I'll play during Jeff's distractions.
Go for it. I'm pretty much done. There's lots of Demon Souls still. The Uncharted 2s. I played a little bit of the Halo STD to like another level in a bit.
Is it grabbing you yet?
Actually, one mission did grab me. I can't remember what mission it was now. But it was pretty cool. It might have been the sniper mission where you start off as a sniper. I can't remember. But I thought it was pretty awesome. Like, actually, this is pretty cool. Like, level design and everything. And it was fun. But I played that level, and then afterwards was like, back to Demon Souls. Which I still refuse to call Demon's Souls, because that's just wrong.
I know, it doesn't make sense, right?
No, it doesn't. It's grammatically incorrect.
It's one demon's many souls. It's just weird.
Mr. Demon's Souls.
That's right. This particular demon's souls.
Demon's and souls.
Hey there, Mr. Demon. How are your souls doing? Like I lots of them. They're fine. Don't fucking touch them.
Oh shit! What else? That's pretty much it. That's all. I played some Monkey Island. Yay!
Oh, cool.
No, it's good. But I mean, I just I plugged away at it for a little bit. And I was like, yeah, I haven't played that in a while. I need to get further. So I mashed that X button as fast as I could.
No, you gotta enjoy that stuff. Come on.
No, dude, I don't have the time. Like those games are not whole panning at all. So like, if you need to find out like weird ass crap.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Oh, yeah. You're going for the hint stuff. Okay.
Yeah, no, I'm reading and listening. It's the hint stuff because I'm just like, I'll look for something for like 2 minutes. I'm like, you know what? I don't have time to look around because you can like literally look everywhere on that entire freaking island for something.
Yeah.
And miss it. So I'm like, no, I'm just going to hit X to figure out where I need to go. So I was basically watching it like it's telling me where to. It's like playing for me almost. I'm like, okay, I'll do this.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine sometimes, you know.
Yeah. And like, if I don't do that, I'm never going to complete it. So might as well. But yeah, that's pretty much all I've been playing, man. It's those two games, Demon's Souls, and Demon's Souls pretty much owned me since I've had it, and then Uncharted was the last couple days. So
what is up with that game?
I don't know.
It doesn't make any sense. It's like there's no reason we should love this game, but we do.
It's not super visually appealing, you know, it's kind of generic looking, as you know, Jeff has mentioned. Although I gotta say the boss battles,
holy shit, they're awesome.
Yeah, they are pretty
cool. Those are fucking epic.
Yeah, I wish more games took bosses like that. Those bosses are just—they
don't.
I'm not even as far as you guys, but I got to the Tower Knight, and he's just awesome to fight. Dude, he killed me the first time, and then I just kind of rearranged my strategy and went in there the second time, and it was one of those things where it's like, I have the wand, and it was like, shoot his feet. He fell down, and I was stabbing his ass in the face like it was going out of style, yeah, man. I was just like, you see the die, you bitch.
As much as a bitch he is one badass looking boss.
He is very cool.
Damn.
Yeah. It's,
it's a good fucking game.
Yeah. Well, let me get through mine real quick. We've been talking about Demon's Souls. I played some of that, and then I played some Uncharted, which we talked about. The other thing that I've been playing mainly is let me jump back real quick. I played a little bit of Bionic Commander Rearmed just for the helmet.
Ooh.
And I played the Bayonetta demo again because it's fun as shit. And then I also played some Scribblenauts.
Yay.
Yes. I have a very love-hate relationship with this game already. I love it because I think the idea is awesome, and it's really fun to think up how to complete the puzzles and stuff like that. I hate it because the control sucks.
Yeah.
Oh God, it's horrible. It's like, oh, tap over here. No, I didn't say pick that up. No, I didn't say run into that. No, what the hell are you doing that for? Oh,
grab the fucking rope.
Oh man, but yeah, it could have been executed so much better. And yeah. I think the tap to move is the biggest problem. You know, I can understand like tap to pick shit up and tap to do this, but move with the D-pad. You know, if you want to control the camera, you know, hold down L or R and then use the D-pad to control the camera. But, you know, let me move with the D-pad. So I don't know. Brilliant idea, poorly executed. That's my thought on it.
Well, the controls are poorly executed. Everything else, I think, is fine.
Yeah, that's what I mean. The controls are poorly executed. I really like the puzzles. I really like the way that you know, there's so many things that you can just type in and they'll just come out of nowhere. And things like Cthulhu, it's like, what?
Yeah.
You know, I think it's machine. Very, very creative. And I love the idea. And I can see why people love the game. I just hope that if they make a sequel or another Scribblenauts game in general, that they fix the controls.
Well,
it needs to get worked on.
I was gonna say, I didn't put it in news, but I mean, kind of foreshadowing, but apparently the developers are looking towards Xbox Live for releasing either another game or possibly just like the original, so maybe they'll tweak it for that. But I can't see it being the same.
Well, yeah, you don't really get a stylus.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Maybe it'll use Natal.
Here's the hoping, Chris. Golly.
All right, so I also played some more Amasa.
Oh, you got to keep rubbing it in.
Sorry, dude. Sorry.
Who doesn't have a working Wii? Oh, isn't this weird? We should make fun of the guy without a working Wii.
Jason, you suck.
It's so bad.
I completed the game with Momohime's storyline.
Great. Congrats.
And I started playing Kitsuki pretty much right away.
For people who can't pronounce Japanese, that is the female character.
Yes, Momohime is the female character, and Kitsuki is the male character. While I was playing Momohime's character, I was actually kind of, interested in the way the story was going because it was all about this basically evil samurai spirit that, you know, he'd been killed and he took over her body and was doing all this other stuff. And he was trying to get the more Amasas for his own, you know, his own greedy tendencies. And then I got to, Kazuki's, story. And it's like, oh, I'm a ninja and I lost my memory and I'm trying to figure out what's going on. And I'm like, oh, well, that's not so cliche, is it? But, you know, it's still cool. I'm a little disappointed that they don't fight any different at all, pretty much.
No, they fight. Well, that is something kind of weird because I remember when Shane was on the show.
Yeah, Shane was talking about how he tried to make the differential better.
Yeah, Momohite used the small swords, made it a lot faster, but what's his face? Dude.
Kazuki.
Whatever. It's Kazuki. I'm one of those people, by the way. use the exact same swords. You can use the short swords or the long swords. So.
Yeah, it actually mentions in the game as you're playing with the storyline that Kazuki has the same fighting style as Jinkuro, which is I have the Wikipedia page up. I'm cheating, so just so you know. Jigoro is the spirit that's taking over Momohime's body. So they have the same fighting style, and that's they mentioned that in the during the game during Kasuki's story. So that was a little disappointing, but the game is still so much fun. I don't care. You know, I'm still going through it. I have no problem going through it again. All the bosses are different so far. You know, I haven't run into the same boss yet as I did with Momohime's story. So that's good. And it's got all the, I've actually run into a couple of secret bosses when I was playing through Momohime's, and you know, it's still really fun. I'm really enjoying the hell out of the game. Even if Kazuki is the same, you know, fighting style and pretty cliche, I don't care. I'm just enjoying the hell out of the game. So.
Well, cool.
Yeah.
Cool. I'm still very jealous.
But that's it for me. That's my distractions.
All right.
So, I'm going to pass the show back over to Jeff and let him do some news.
Some news. Not a lot of news. Things are kind of a little bit slow.
That's because all the news outlets are waiting for IndusFest.
IndusFest.
Yeah, right. IndusFest.
What happened in IndusFest? What did Jason wear? Oh.
All right. Let's do up some news. Not too much here, but we'll blow through it and get moving. First,
she said.
First bit of news. Very original. That's... 250 gig slim PS3.
Cool.
Has been confirmed. Again,
yeah. For $400.
Yes, they were denying this last week, as early as last week to the week before, but it has been confirmed November 3rd. It's hitting stores for, $400, $399.99. So.
No, I was kidding.
It is $399.99.
No, it's $350.
Oh, whatever. Sorry, $350. $349.
I was joking. I was waiting for you to correct me. That was the whole point.
Oh, yeah. See, I'm not looking at the article, but I was like, yeah, I'm not
really looking at the news.
Thanks, news guy.
that's pretty decent considering $299 is a slim, so another $50.
Yeah. And when you consider that you're getting 130 gigs for $50 when you can get 120 gigs from Microsoft for $150, that's a pretty good deal. That's
pretty damn awesome.
Yeah, I don't think you can buy that size SATA drive, the laptop one.
I'm not sure.
I don't know.
I think if you could get a laptop
maybe around
120 gig drive for about $50 right now. So yeah,
Actually now that I think about it, I just got like a 320 gig for like 70 something. So
yeah.
All right.
It's gotta be in there somewhere.
Never mind. It works out. It's still a good deal.
Yeah, it's a great deal. So if you don't have a PS3, then you might want to hold out till November 3rd because that extra $50 will go quite a long way. And those gigs fill up fast. I didn't realize how fast they do. Like even with my 120 on 360 and my 60 for PS3, which originally was like 60 gig, I'm not going to use all that.
Huh.
The other last time I tried to download like a trailer, it's like insufficient space. I'm like, what?
Like, time to replace that hard drive, Jeff.
Yeah, I think I might have to. Cross game chat. Another thing that Sony's been kind of ignoring and being like, we don't comment on rumor and speculation, but. Cross-game chat is something that everyone's been clamoring for on PSN. At least I know I have for sure. And I have a good example of this after I'm done telling this news story. Naughty Dog accidentally might have kind of let the cat out of the bag on their
nice.
Forums.
Oops.
They basically posted, well, on the next PS3 firmware update.
Up all night. That's 20.
it's gonna allow for cross game voice chat or like private chat. So that way, like if you're playing a game, which or whatever, you could possibly be in talk with that person and be able to. So dead people can actually tell people where, say where the enemies are and so forth.
Because
that's
what
people say. It is cheats, but that's what people do these days.
Yeah. I know.
So, but then right away, people started commenting on that and they took that message off, deleted it. But it's kind of out there. So Sony, of course, came back and said we don't. Comment on rumor and speculation and blah 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 blah
blah blah blah.
So I'm hoping.
Let's just hope that it's true. I
really hope it's true. And I don't care. I don't care at this point if they don't do like the 8-person party mode that's in Xbox Live Arcade or Xbox Live, because even the one-on-one private chat cross game cross whatever would work. Because in Demon's Souls, I was playing with actually Nerve. He's not really on VGEvo, but he's. I know he listens to us, so he might be on VGEvo. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure. It's Nerve
he is,
something.
He is. Nerve 001?
Yes, Nerve 001. Thanks a lot, by the way. He gave me like a lot of tips in that game and just like anything I needed to know. He was like letting me know and stuff like that. But we tried to get a game going where I could invite him into the game and he's gonna help me beat the Tower Knight. And we kept talking through the the PSN private chat thing, which the text chat, which is another one actually that Eamon started up too, which is like the Demon Souls chat. And that, it's cool when you're trying to figure something out or just like trying to get people in your game, whatever, but it's annoying as hell because it keeps popping up with a message. And then you type something up, okay, well, I'm going to put down a message right here. Like, I'm going to put my portal right here to summon me. And then I'd close it. And then I'd see it in the corner pop up like, where? So I'd hit guide, go over, click on chat again, type in over world 1-2 right before you go to the first tower where the dragons are. And then he'd be like, okay. So then I'd close it and wait, and he'd come back and be like, yeah, hey, where? Yeah, I put it down. And then
it's so clunky.
Yeah. So if that was on private chat, it would have been so easy. Just be like, okay, yeah, I'm right here. All right, cool. Just come over this way. Okay, there it is right there. But we couldn't get it going anyway because he's like probably way higher than me in levels, and we figured that out afterwards. But I couldn't see his thing, so. But yeah, so I can't wait for this to get implemented.
Yeah, I really hope this is true. Cool. Yeah, this is definitely something. It's one of those few things that they still need to do to catch up. You know, it's like Xbox Live still has PSN beat by a long shot, but you know, a few other things would close that gap a little bit.
Exactly, and I think that's one of the biggest things.
Yeah, it is, and well, you know, that and the whole game launching thing that they need to fix.
Is there voice chat on PSP, like if you were to play like Phantasy Star?
Currently, no. I'm not sure if they're implementing something like that on Phantasy Star Portable 2.
Skype rules.
They have Skype. They have Skype, and I know the 3000s have a mic, and I know that the Go's use Bluetooth.
Can you run Skype, though, at the same time as you're playing a game?
No, I don't think so.
On your computer, you can.
Yeah, on your computer, you definitely can, yes.
Right. But, and the PSP is portable, so you can move it wherever.
It is portable. That is
These
true.
Are just pro tips, people.
They are. But,
do what you will.
Well, Phantasy Star Portable, it'd be cool if that voice chat. And we all know that, Chris, you're probably the biggest fan on our show of the Phantasy Star.
I'm a contender. I love my
Phantasy Star. You are a contender, but there's no... I mean, Chris is like the poster child for Phantasy Star.
I imported all my PSO games. Did Chris do that? No.
You what now?
I imported all my PSO games. Did Chris do that? I don't think so.
No.
Just saying.
Chris makes love to his PSO game every night.
Mine are sticky.
Well, is it sticky because of that, or is it sticky because something like you like pizza? You probably eat a lot of pizza. Eats pizza.
Maybe pizza and Cheetos.
Some people might have a habit of eating their pizza and touching the controller, right?
I love pizza. Yeah, I mean, pizza. You know, you'd try and wipe it off on your pants real quick.
Wait,
but, you know.
Can I ask a question? What does pizza have to do with Phantasy Star? Where are we going with this?
Actually, you're going to be able to, there's a little bit of product placement entering in the Phantasy Star 2. You're going to be able to get some Pizza Hut pizza.
Cool. During like a marathon session, I can just like, you know, order a pizza?
Order pizza?
Nice.
No, you can actually do that, but that's actually for Papa John's, actually. You can do that from the XMB or whatever.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, you can do that. But no, in Phantasy Star, no, you can't order the pizza. But you can definitely be reminded of pizza or be advertised that pizza exists in the Pizza Hut world inside.
They're going to have like banners inside like, you know, the lobby.
Oh, dude, no, this is fucking way better, dude. And like, you may be thinking, okay, I know what they're going to have. They're going to have a pizza you can eat to regain health.
Sure.
Can actually get a Pizza Hut shield, which is shaped like a Pizza Hut box.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Or you can get a Pizza Hut pan weapon.
Oh.
Like a pan with the pizza on it, and you can hack the crap out of enemies with it.
Yes.
Like, here are your little
frappies. Oh, that's awesome.
Whatever those things are called. And what are they called? Frappies, yappies.
Frappies, yappies?
What?
Fuck you.
And what are those things?
Rappies.
Rappies, sorry. So maybe.
Oh, you want, the rappies.
They're not even
into the super fan, because Chris is like, what are you talking about? Whatever.
Well, when you're thrashing the game so badly, it's hard for me to, you know, wrap my head around what the hell you're saying.
I'm talking about the good one, PSO. Not PSU.
There's Rappies in PSU.
Yeah, there's Rappies in PSU. They look. Anyway.
Okay, I know they look more vicious and stuff. But anyway, so Pizza Hut. You know, you can go ahead and find those items, or they might actually be there right from the get go. Who knows? I don't know. I don't actually.
They're just kind of hoping that, you know.
I wish they would let you actually purchase the pizzas, because, you know, it'd be pretty awesome to have your character walk up to a Pizza Hut stand and order a pizza that had extra. Who gives a shit?
Extra who gives a shit? Nice.
Yeah, this is dumb.
That is very dumb.
But it's super dumb. Even for me. I mean, come on. And I heard that they actually they made like a deal with Fanta too or something like that. I really, really want this to be a joke, but I'm not sure it is.
Yeah, I saw it too. There's gonna be like a lot of product placement in PSU too.
Which is not entirely uncommon. They actually did that with a lot of the Japanese items that never actually made it over to the States, but there were lots of magazines like Famitsu. There was a Famitsu weapon, actually, which was a magazine.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They have done this before, so.
I can take that, though, but I mean, Pizza Hut.
Yeah, that's a little
universe just kind of.
Especially in a Japanese title. I mean, you know this has to be coming here then, right? Do they have Peanut Pizza Hut in Japan?
It's like putting Star Wars characters in
McDonald's.
This doesn't work.
I don't know. I think it's a retarded idea, but you know, I know the Phantasy Star Portable is going to be online. It's going to be infrastructure online.
Which is cool.
Which is cool. So
I got a double sausage pepperoni.
if it makes it so there's no friggin' fees to play this game online, then maybe overlook it.
I'm not forcing you to use the item though. I don't know. I don't see the big deal. I think it's dumb, and I would never use it.
It is dumb, and I would never use it either. But it's a means to an end, right? They can get enough money off of this product placement advertising to not charge the consumers $10 a month to fucking play their game online. Yeah. I'm fine with
that's
it.
Fine.
I'll deal
and
with
like
that
Jay
shit.
Said, you probably don't have to use the weapons. And I mean, it's better than if you're about to fight a boss. The boss is like, hold on one second. I'd like to take this moment to introduce to you Pizza Hut Edge Pizza. Blah, blah. Get it now. And put the number at the bottom. That'd be going too far. But.
Well, you got to use your pizza weapon to beat the final boss. Did you use your stuffed crust pizza? No.
Stuffed crust pizza.
Good shit.
Oh, this is funny as shit.
Well, that's the news.
A virtual Pizza Hut restaurant will be set up shop. We'll set up shop in the Goral Galaxy, where players can buy all sorts of goodies.
That's awesome.
Chief among them being Cheese Coon, Japanese Pizza Hut mascot. So I guess there is Pizza Hut.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's hilarious. And it says, of course, it wouldn't be a pizza restaurant without pizzas. Hungry gamers won't be able to nab a seafood pizza for 2,500 Meseta, cheese and cheese pizza for 1,900 Meseta. This is ridiculous.
Awesome.
That is,
whatever.
I love it. Bring it on.
Well, thank you for the news, Jeff.
Thank you, Jeff.
It's time for us to take a break. I'm ready for some pizza.
Yeah.
I'm really hungry.
All right. When we come back, we're going to talk about difficult games and if gamers are driven to play their games because of difficulty. I'm not sure if that made sense or not. Then we're going to do new releases, listener email, and a new question of the week for IndisFest.
IndisFest.
So stay tuned, and we'll be
right
back.
Annoying at the people.
People are loving it, man. People randomly post tweets on Twitter that just say IndisFest.
That is true. I love those people.
All right, so stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Okay, bye.
Later. Ways to play.
PC adapter, maybe we can play all day. You can hold my hand, sweetheart, as we stroll along to the ride. Don't forget the light attachment, so we can do it all night. Let me be your Game Boy, baby. Let me be the one to play the game you like. Let me be your Game Boy, baby. Won't you come on over and turn me on tonight?
Welcome back.
Thanks.
You welcome back.
You been? Welcome back. All of us welcome back. That's the last time I'm going to say that before. Sunday. It is fast.
Episode 100.
Man. Next week. That's big. That's huge.
I never thought we'd last past two.
Right. I think this is true. All right. So today we're talking about difficult games and whether or not gamers are driven to play them. It's kind of fitting because the fact that we talked about Demon's Souls, and Demon's Souls is a pretty tough game, but we just can't stop going back to it. And, you know, for me, it seems, is difficulty part of the reason for you guys that you're not going back, that you keep going back to it?
I think it is.
Really?
Yeah, I actually honestly think it is.
It might be that for me. I don't know. But I mean, no small secret, there's the whole Super the Fucking Jason mode. I'm notorious for playing games on easy.
Yes, but that's true. But Demon's Souls does it well because it's not, for the most part, it's not cheap. I ran into one really cheap death where I lost like 14,000 souls because of a glitch. But that's a glitch. That's not like the game being cheap. And there are some kind of off-screen attacks that kind of bug me, but like Ninja Gaiden-esque kind of stuff.
I haven't had anything. Dude,
with, I haven't had anything
magic,
like that either.
With magic users? Oh, really? You haven't had that with like magic users where you'll be sitting there fighting somebody on screen, all of a sudden a fireball come out of nowhere? And then there goes like something else.
If you put yourself in that kind of situation, I guess.
In a situation where they're not on screen, you can't see them, and they throw a fireball at you?
Yeah. I mean, if you go into a room, knowing kind of what's in there.
Yeah. The thing is that this is the kind of thing where they will hide like at the side of the door, and expect you to, and hope that you walk right in without looking. That's the thing. If that happens, you'll get attacked. And
the part I'm referring to exactly is the beginning of World 2-1, where you walk into the thing and there's the, you fight all those miners.
Yeah, there's two miners, and then right outside the door is the guy with the,
Well, the guy with the fire, but then there's also on the bridge above, there's another two or one of those fire guys, which are really hard to see unless you directly look up. They're not even in your field of view unless you actually pull the stick up. So they're not even on. You can't even see them unless you know they're there.
Yeah.
That's the main part that sticks out of my mind. But other than that, that's like besides the point whether it's cheap or not. I mean, not cheap or not, but off-screen attacks. But the game is just, it's fun combat, which keeps it engaging for one. And I know when I screw up, it's because I screwed up. It's not frustrating. I have not really gotten too frustrated with the game, to tell you the truth. Like, there hasn't been that many controller throwing wanting moments.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was fully expecting that, you know. Like I said, I started playing the cheap controller just in case. I chucked a couple.
Hey, Amazon has DualShock 3s for pretty cheap right now, just in case you're wondering.
Cool. In anticipation of this.
Exactly.
Good for them. But yeah, I've kind of accepted my fate, you know, every time that I've died. There's only been a couple, you know, times that I swear to God, it wasn't my fault, you know, like, you know, where like the terrain just got all goofy and I slipped off the edge.
Yeah.
Yeah. But for the most part, yeah, if I die, I know that it's my fault. So that kind of difficulty I can accept and I'm cool with. It's just, you know, stupid shit like, you know, and I hate to bring up Ninja Gaiden, and Scott's probably going to, you know, unsubscribe to our show, but
he's not coming to IndusFest anymore. Yeah. Thanks a lot, Jason.
It's the, you know, the combat in there, and Jeff mentioned it too, the off-screen projectiles and stuff like that. Like, I get that a lot, and that's like a game engine thing. That's just kind of cheap to me, you know, where that's the game's fault, but...
And I don't know. I'd put it the same way you put it. I'd be like, if you know the enemy's there,
I do. But you put yourself in a situation. I don't, though. That's the thing. And it's really because I'm fighting in one area, right? And then just all of a sudden, I'm aware of my surroundings, right? Mm-hmm. I know exactly what's going on. But then all of a sudden, new ninjas appear, and you know, throwing stars come at me, just, you know, from off screen. That's bullshit. I don't like that.
See, it's funny because you say Ninja Gaiden, because Ninja Gaiden is another game where is renowned for being difficult.
Yes,
and that's another one of the games that I've enjoyed thoroughly when I play them, whether it was Sigma or the original on Xbox. I got to the very end of Sigma and the original one on Xbox.
You bitch about it a lot, though.
I never really bitched. No, Ninja Gaiden, I've always said that I love the way that game teaches you how to play the game, because it's not...
Yeah.
It gets frustrating, but you know when you make a mistake that, okay, I made this fuck up, I know what to do, I have to actually learn the combat. And you feel as you progress in that game that you're getting actually better at the game. Right. Whereas a hard game like Devil May Cry, I never felt like I was getting better at the game per se. I was just memorizing new combos and...
Yeah.
It's kind of artificially hard where the bosses take a ridiculous amount of damage but deal out a ridiculous amount of damage. Mm-hmm. And it's hard to dodge their attacks or whatnot.
Here's one of the things that I see that makes it...
Wow.
What was that?
Sorry, did you hear all that like crashing beforehand? Yeah. That was my cat. I didn't realize jumped up on the shelf above me and said I had to push it off. That is awesome. Get out of here.
Stop interrupting our podcast.
Yeah, sorry. Go ahead, Chris.
No, one of the things that I was going to say that I can see the difference that I see between what you guys are saying about Demon Souls and like people and enemies attacking you when they're off screen and Ninja Gaiden is when I see when it happens in Demon Souls. It's like, okay, you walk into a room and you think there's no one there and all of a sudden you get hit in the back, right? Cause there's someone behind you and you turn around and you fight them. When it happens in Ninja Gaiden, it's like you're fighting like four or five guys and all of a sudden an exploding shuriken comes out of nowhere and hits you in the back and explodes and takes like a shit ton of life. And with Demon Souls, it's like the attacks are so slow and deliberate that it gives you that opportunity to turn around and defend yourself. Whereas you could get hit by an exploding shuriken and it can just like start a downward spiral that kills you immediately. You know?
Well, Demon's Souls kind of does the same thing if you rush into stuff, but if you don't rush into things, like the world 1-1 is ridiculously easy for me now, but one day I was like, hey, I can just rush through this. And I entered a room where the stairs, where there's like those five fire skeleton guys that have the fire thing. Yeah. And I'm like, I'm just going to slash through and like just mash my way through. But the second one of the guys hits you, and then you get in that animation where you're falling back, and all of a sudden all five
and I died.
I'm like level 30, not 30, sorry, like 27, and I died in world 1-1 and like close to the beginning because I was stupid.
Yep.
I'm like, I deserve it.
But
if you're playing like a shmup, yeah, don't die. Like Raiden or even something like, I'd even say Bionic Commando, it's hard because it's mostly based on memorization, which Ninja Gaiden, and I would say even Demon's Souls to a point, is kind of memorization based, more of where the enemies are going to be and you know that stuff. But when it comes to actual combat, it takes skill and you have to be good at the game. So it's keep making being better. But with like so reason someone is good at Raiden or like Ikaruga or Final Commando isn't because they're necessarily good at the game in terms of skill wise. They've memorized where everything's going to be. So that's the kind of difficulty that kind of drives me insane. It's like, I don't want to memorize stuff. I want to actually feel like I'm getting better at the game, like the game mechanics, if that makes sense.
It does. Mm-hmm. It does. I mean, there's certainly those prodigies out there that are just naturally good at, you know, shmups. You know,
no, like the wizard. Like, yeah. You know,
yeah.
California.
You know, people like, you know, you've heard of DJ Incompetent,
yeah,
right?
DJ Incompetent was the first person that came to my mind.
Yeah, he's ridiculous. Yeah,
he's ridiculous.
He's just like naturally good, but yeah, he's got that, you know, Rain Man thing going on too with patterns. So, but yeah, for the most part, I think you're right.
Well, let's jump into an email. Jason,
why
do you have any?
Don't we? We don't have as many as we did last week. Like, okay. It's flip flopped. We have more for our regular segment than we do this, but
okay. That's okay.
Anyway, hey there, Indus crew. Omega Spider 227 here, back again after a pretty long hiatus. You guys ready?
It has been a long time.
Yeah,
I'm ready.
It is fast!
It is fast!
Unfortunately, I won't be able to make it, being under 18 and unable to miss school to go to a weekend party 7 or 8 hours away. Don't think that would go over very well. Definitely.
Enough with your excuses.
Live stream, though. Can't wait. Moving on, question of the week. Does challenge drive gamers as much now as it did in the past? I'm not quite sure how qualified I am to answer this one since I'm, as aforementioned, only 16 and didn't grow up with the kinds of games that'll eat guys like me for breakfast. I think this generation, myself included, may be going soft. Most of us grew up on games with easier difficulty settings. Some people, even those who call themselves hardcore by today's standards, would be discouraged by some a game like Demon's Souls. Unfortunately, I can't try Demon's Souls for myself because my PS3 is still frozen / dead.
Don't
have the 150 for repair.
That sucks.
And to give a straight answer, no, I don't think gamers are driven by a challenging game anymore. I know a few people who would rather blast through a game just to say, yeah, I beat that game. It's all about bragging rights, apparently. Getting off topic for a moment, what's your preferred close-range weapon? Sword, spear, knife, breast, anything? I'll just say sword.
Sword here.
Are we talking like in general?
Just a real quick answer. We don't want to derail.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say sword. Yeah, for sure.
Sword's cool.
Yay,
Cortana.
That's it for me. I need to work on getting PS3 repaired. Omega out.
Yes.
And he has a neat little skull background in his email. Cool. Good for
this is actually good email, first of all. That's actually a good example because you are younger. It's not a knock on you because this is actually how this whole topic spawned, is because like I said last week, this topic was inspired by the guys at Game and Talk because of their website, and we were basically talking, saying how younger gamers wouldn't appreciate a hard game or wouldn't really
those
know
sons of bitches don't know.
Exactly. And like how Nintendo and other games, like, they're basically making games easier and easier, and hard games are now a niche. Like, they're
That's true.
It's good games. Ninja Gaiden is, and Demon's, like, we all love Demon's Souls. I can't wait to see how it's sold, because I don't know if I can break it, because
it's
sold
out
everywhere. But then again, it's an Atlas game, and
right?
Atlas,
so you know there's probably not that many copies.
So I don't know, but
it's tough to say. Good point, though. Like, you're absolutely right. It is kind of like a niche thing, for real.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, you know, because they're actually advertising it as like old school hardcore. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Exactly.
And one of the things that I was going to bring up was that, you know, I don't think that games are nearly as hard now as they were. And, you know, I think
God, no.
the thing, and I don't know if it's not necessarily, you know, the difficulty isn't necessarily driving me to play the games, but because the games are so friggin' easy now, I'm playing them on harder difficulties. It's like I played Batman all the way through because on hard because I was just blitzing through it on normal. And I was like,
I thought you played it on hard.
I did play it on hard. But I started on normal and I got like 2 or 3 hours into it on normal, and I was like, this is just, you know, I'm breezing through it, and then I put it on hard.
my thing is for difficulty is I don't want something to be retardedly hard where I'm not making any progress. I don't mind difficult games when I know each time I replay something, I'm getting better. Like I said before, like, or I'm making a little bit of progress, which might be another reason why Demon's Souls is grabbing me, because even if I still die in the same level for the 20th time, I made it further on that 20th time than I did on my 19th.
And see, that's the thing. That's kind of the, I like the way they do death in Demon's Souls, because it's like you die and then all your souls are put on the bloodstain and you have to get back to that bloodstain. It's like, that's the first thing that's coming to your head. It's like, okay, I need to get back to my bloodstain so I can get all my souls back. So you're being extra careful, you know, trying to remember exactly how to defeat each enemy from the start of the area to where you were when you died. And then when you finally get back to it, it's like this huge sigh of relief, you know, it's like, you got your souls back. It's like, thank God.
And then you get killed again.
And then you get killed again.
The same boss.
You should have seen how, I mean, did you guys, when you fought the Tower Knight, did you die during the fight with the Tower Knight?
I only played the Tower Knight twice. Lost the first time, beat him, kicked his ass the second time. Yeah. Only because I had a friend.
Yeah, the first time
he whipped my ass. I didn't even see him.
Exactly.
And the butt end of his shield on my face.
I saw his feet. I saw his sword hit me once, and then I felt the shield hit me, and I was dead. And I was like, okay, well, maybe they'll put the blood stain outside of the arena. No, you gotta go in there. You have to run right back in there, and you have to try and get to your bloodstain while the Tower Knight is fucking trying to kill you. And there's like 8 archers that are firing arrows at you, and it's like,
we'll kill those archers first.
Yeah,
that's the thing. Yeah. It's like when I got in the second time.
Demon's Soul special.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, really. When I got in the first time, I just hauled ass to my to the bloodstain, grabbed my souls, then got hit, thought I was dead. Luckily, I had like a sliver of life, so I was hauling ass up the stairs to that little room up there where you can heal without worrying, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, it's that kind of. I mean, that's the kind of
challenge
difficulty, right? That's the challenge that makes you want to keep going, and it's just like Jeff said, you get better and better each time.
Yeah,
and it's so much more satisfying that way.
Yeah. Well,
this is another thing: people complain this generation about how short games are. And I don't think it's because I really think they're mixing up the length of the game versus a challenge. Because games when we were growing up were harder, but they weren't any longer. Like when you played Mario 3 or when you played Ninja Gaiden, it took you like 10, 11 hours or something like that to beat the game your first time. But once you had all them levels memorized, enemies, you could whip through those games in like 2.5 hours.
Right.
But like it was warp zones. Baby.
Yeah, warp zones, doing anything. You memorize every little secret. So the games weren't longer by any means. They were just harder to make them take you longer to get through them. So Uncharted, 10 hours or 8 hours or whatever, people were like, oh, it's too short. Which nowadays that is short because people don't forget or don't remember how games were in the past, where they were still short, they just took you longer to get through because you had to work for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't really have to work too much for games these days.
It's like the game that I was talking about for the Genesis that Jason doesn't want to try because he's like, why do I want to try this game? But Target Earth was only like six or seven levels. Yeah.
Oh,
six or seven levels, and it's just
That's like Ikaruga, dude. Like, how many people have seen past the first level in that game? Like, let's be honest. Like, I haven't. That game is retarded hard. And if you don't memorize all the friggin' bullets coming
out. Well, and that's the thing. But shmups have always been that way. I mean, so the shmups have that. The difficulty is half the fun. I mean, it's like, you don't play a shmup to beat the game. You play a shmup to figure out the game to the point where you can 1cc the game. And that's something I've never done, so I'm not even going to try and pretend that I can comment on that. So,
yeah, a game could be 2 levels freaking long. Ikaruga, for all I know, could be 2 levels long. But that's not the point. Point is, I can't get past the first. So it could be 2 levels, could be 99. I don't care.
Yeah.
All right, let's get into another email. This one's from
Michael. Sweet, okay.
He says, hey, Indus, I wanted to add my opinion to this week's QOTW, even though I have not resubscribed to your show just yet.
What?
Okay.
This is actually from Mike O'Waffle, because he's going back and forth. I'm a console gamer, I'm a PC gamer, I'm on VG Evo. I'm coming to VG Evo. Anyway, Anyway, and that opinion is a resounding no. Challenge does not drive gamers like it used to. Things like multiplayer content nowadays drive gamers to pick up FPS games and the like. I think more games like Demon's Souls and the upcoming Dragon Age Origins should up the difficulty to give more people that old school drive. Either that or mercilessly taunt you after you get annihilated repeatedly by enemy number 427-98-760 and make you throw your controller and or system out the window until Joe Gamer devises a strategy to defeat said enemy.
That's Ninja Gaiden, by the way.
Gotcha. is it too wrong to want a challenge? Also, I wish I could have made it down for Indus Fest, but due to many things going on right now, my wife and I couldn't make it. Hope to see you guys
next year.
Next year. Sincerely, Michael, Mike O'Hara,
Mike Waffle.
Michael Waffle. He also wants to know why the hell he's not, hadn't been invited to be a host on the show yet.
A lot of people haven't.
Right.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Right.
Okay, so are the different types of genres that are out there right now, are they affecting the people going to games because they're difficult? I kind of think they are.
I think mops is, like we talked about that, I think that's a huge barrier to entry that people do not want to put up with because they have a history of being difficult.
Right.
That's why none of them do well.
Yeah. I think it's very safe to say that games are a lot easier than they used to be. Whether that be due to simplified or restricted control schemes back in the day, or whatever,
difficult,
or games maybe just being more cinematic and just having that kind of quality, where it's less about the gameplay than it is. The experience.
Yeah. And that's
tough to say.
Everyone uses that term now when they talk about some of the games that are coming out. It's like,
experience.
It's not a game, it's an experience. And it's like, it's actually, when I started playing like Demon's Souls, it was refreshing to actually feel that difficulty when it came down to it. And to know that, exactly what Jeff said. When I die, it's because I fucked up. It's not because of some, some other weird, wacky thing that happened in the game.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not really down to controls or anything like that. All right, I'm going to move away from Demon's Souls.
But I was gonna draw a comparison to Demon's Souls again.
Actually. Oh, really?
In a second, yeah. I was going to say one that...
It's good because it's great contrast, though.
Yeah, I was going to say, Demon's Souls brought, because I was, like, lately I've been talking about picking up Ninja Gaiden 2, because I, like I said, I really like Ninja Gaiden for the Xbox, I really like Ninja Gaiden Sigma for the PS3, but the reason I didn't play 2 was because, of course, it's too hard, it's really hard, blah, 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 and all this other crap, but then playing through other games, like I said, I was playing through Uncharted 2 yesterday, and when I was done, I had immediate, infatuation to go back to Demon's Souls. Because the game is hard, but it has something that's great.
It's a challenge.
It's a challenge. I wouldn't say it's definitely a challenge. Mm-hmm. And then I'm thinking, I miss that Ninja Gaiden combat. Like, yes, it's hard, but it's not hard if you're willing to learn the game.
Right.
So I was like, you know what, maybe I actually do kind of like some hard games that I just think I don't, because it kind of intimidates me for some weird reason. And
I'm kind of that way too. Like I said, we got super fucking Jason mode.
I thought you'd hate Demon's Souls, dude. I told you that. I'm like, you were gonna hate this.
I thought you would too. I thought
the second day you were like, dude, I did that level. I'm like, you're at that level already, dude.
I know. Like, hell, you're both past me now.
I told you, man. I got some fucking skills. I just choose when and where I want to apply them. Yeah. And that's actually kind of my point. Is like, there's just some games that are like unnecessarily hard. That are just hard to be hard.
Like the old cheap to be games and stuff where the Medusa heads keep coming over and over and over and over and over.
Oh, I hate those fucking Medusa heads. Oh my God. But it's like, sometimes I do just want that experience, like with Uncharted or something like that. Like I said, and please don't shit on me for this, but it's more about the cinematic qualities and the experience in that game than it is about actual gameplay.
Yeah. Well, I was going to bring that up for Uncharted. I mean, Uncharted is not a very hard game.
Right.
At this point. No. And I mean, I did the same thing with Uncharted that I did with Batman. I actually started playing the game on hard, and it's really hasn't been that much different.
Yeah.
So far.
Well, and I'll tell you this. Go ahead. No, I was just going to say that I've had way more fuck this shit and frustration moments with Uncharted 2 so far than I have with Demon's Souls.
Yeah,
really.
That's what I was kind of getting to. Is that it was like a limitation of the game that I was getting pissed off about, and that's why I was getting frustrated and like the challenge. That's the kind of game that I just want to go back and just put it on very easy so I can just go
get through it.
Yeah,
and that's actually something I was going to mention because when I finished up Uncharted 1 last week. I finished the game, and I had played it through on normal the second time, and I played it through normal the first time I played it too, but after I finished it, I went back and, you know, did the chapter select and went and got all the treasures, and I put it on easy while I was getting the treasures, because I was like, well, I just want to blitz through it and get them.
Yeah.
It didn't feel like it was any easier. All the guys were taking the same amount of shots, and they were doing the same thing, and
that's because you were taking less.
Yeah, and you're probably taking less damage. That's probably what's going to.
Oh, that might be it. That might be it.
That's usually the artificial, like, let's make this game harder. It's like in Call of Duty 5 World of War. It's not that much harder to kill the enemies. Just the fact that they all carry 6,000 grenades and they all throw them at the same time. That's what makes it
harder. I remember in Modern Warfare, if you put it on like insane or whatever, the most difficult, it's like two shots and you're dead.
It's not how much damage they take, it's how much damage you take usually, right. Which I think is kind of not fair, because that comes down to pure memorization. Like those games took memorization to get good at. It's like, well, the enemies go, okay, wait, boom, boom, boom. Whereas Ninja Gaiden and Demon's Souls, again, yeah, we're bringing them up again, because these are two good examples, is you can know where the enemies are going, but that doesn't mean you're not going to
fight them. Yeah, like, you still need to be able to fight them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, well, you brought up a good point, because you said you're going back to get the treasure and stuff, and a lot of people do that with, like, trophies. And there seems to be, like, three people with trophies and achievements. There's achievement whores and trophy hoes. There's the people who just don't give a shit. And there's people that hate the idea of both of them, because it's just, like, a glorified E-penis kind of thing. Yeah. But one thing I noticed, a lot of people who normally wouldn't be playing these games on hard or playing the harder games are playing them now because they have some kind of representation. They have played them and have completed them. Because at this age, we don't have people, oh, dude, come over, dude. I totally beat this boss. You can check it out. This boss that was so hard we couldn't beat last week, I can totally kick his ass. That doesn't happen like at our age.
That's a really good point.
For the most part.
Yeah,
and then now they're like, dude, I beat this game on hard. Check out my trophy. Check out my achievement. Yeah. Give me a pat on the back, motherfucker.
You're absolutely right. Yeah, you don't hear that anymore. You don't. I've just recently started hearing that again with like Demon's Souls. It's like, you know, the shit out of the tower. It's like,
yeah, exactly.
Dude, you are godlike at that fucking game.
Dude.
So good. Oh my god. Yeah. You don't hear that. That's about
true. Yeah,
the other games.
And we have an email thread going around with some of the people on VG Evo for Demon's Souls, and it was funny the way that we were talking about the Tower Knight, and Jason and I replied to one of the other people on the thread with with a strategy to defeat the Demon Knight, and it was almost exactly the same strategy, you know, because it was like run between his feet and get behind him and hit him in the back of the ankle.
Gotta run between the legs.
Oh, yeah. Too. Yeah, it's typical good hard boss fight. Like,
yeah, and it's nice to have that strategic talk back with the video game. You know, it's something that you don't get as much anymore. Well, you know, even with Ninja Gaiden, I mean, yeah, there's some strategy to the bosses, but when you get to like, when you're talking about just the regular enemies, that's all about, you know,
it's almost like a fighting game, a mini fighting.
Yeah,
game.
Yeah, it's very much like a fighting game, and it's like it's less about strategy and more about how quickly you can pull off your moves and guys at the same time.
Like, from.
Yeah, dude. Right. Like Demon's Souls is like, I don't know, Ninja Gaiden is just like, you know, just completely whip your ass fucking crazy. It's got the whips and the chains and the fucking shurikens, and you know, it's just out there to draw blood, whereas like Demon's Souls I think is like tough love, you know.
Yeah,
it'll kick your ass, but they want you to do better. I don't know. Scott's he already unsubscribed.
Nah.
Well, don't subscribe to me, Scott, because I think I put Demon's Souls and Ninja Gaiden in the exact same level in regards to that. But
I mean, I definitely think that the part of what drives people to play Ninja Gaiden is the difficulty. I feel like they're both very difficult games, but they're difficult for different reasons.
Oh, but I play as a ninja. I want to kick ass.
See, I don't think you can though, Jay. That's the thing, is if you learn the combat system, you can take out the hard enemies with no freaking problem.
Yeah.
Like, just like, I know what they're going to do. I know when to counter this, and I'm going to counter hit with this and whatever.
Dude, I understand. I really do, and I appreciate that. But I've yet to experience that. I like keep getting penalized for.
You know what? I want Scott to bring, because I'm by no means a good Ninja Gaiden player. Like I'm decent at best, but I think Scott to Indus Fest, he should bring Ninja Gaiden Sigma 2, and just we should just let him play the game.
Just show off like, his shit. I'm sure he'd be fine.
And you'll be like,
this is no, he'll beat the game for us while we're watching.
Yeah,
he'll do like, it for extra life. He'll point the camera at the screen and show off his Ninja Gaiden.
Well, I hope so. I want to see a good.
He's definitely someone that's preaching the Ninja Gaiden. You know,
for sure. Definitely. And there is one thing that Demon's Souls does that I wish it didn't do, and that's it is like you said, it's tough love. It's kind of like it wants you to do better, but it's kind of like, you know, it reward you. It is a pain in the freaking ass if this happens, which, again, it is your fault.
If you're disrespectful and you talk back to Demon's Souls,
and you talk, it bitches your shit. Oh, yeah, it whoops you. It throws that shoe at your face. From
like, don't get the switch from the back of the fucking
chair. It's like any Murphy in Delirious. Like, your mom is tossing that shoe. It's got, like, boomerang action. But if you play, like, those 14,000 souls that I lost because of that glitch, let's just say this glitch didn't happen. The first death, 100% my fault. Yeah. I went in to fight the boss or whatever, and I got my ass. No, I didn't fight the boss. I was fighting right before the boss. I was fighting these enemies. I was careless. I died. The second time I went up to get my souls or whatever, I was like, okay, well, I'm going to go through there. I got to go through this elevator thing, and I turned the elevator on to go up or whatever, and I fell through the ground and died. So because I died twice, because in Demon Souls, you know how you got your stains, got all your souls, but if you die a second time,
You get to your bloodstain.
Yeah, you only keep the stain of your souls of your newest death.
Yeah.
So I lost that. And that basically took 2 hours of my gameplay and threw it out the window.
Oh, God. That's like insignificant, though, compared to how many hours we put in, though. I mean, I realize that, right?
No, it is, but it's like, it's still like, it's basically, it throws it out the window with no experience. No, nothing. I can't buy shit anymore because now my souls went from like 14,000 to like 400 or like 500 going through to get my thing again. Which at that moment in time, you're just kind of like, really? Like, really?
Can I
at least
get
my souls back? And
I had the same kind of shit happen. Seriously, yeah, I wasn't able to get back to my body because you know what? The blood stain was off in, you know, like a crevice bumped somewhere. Arrow. Yeah, I mean, like I fell off a cliff due to some, you know, weird clipping. You know, I couldn't get back to my bloodstain. I just couldn't. So I actually died a second time trying to get to it. You know, so yeah, I lost all of my monies, and it was about 10K or whatever. But
that's the thing. But Ninja Gaiden, you put that 2 hours in for fighting, you're still getting better for that 2 hours of fighting. Whether or not you lose shit, fuck all, and well, there's no real spend of essence, but
yeah, I know.
Still getting better at the game. Whereas Demon's Souls, like, your whole leveling is based on experience and souls. So if you lose that, and that was the only time I was actually pissed, where I was like, that is fucking bullshit, because it was not my fault. It was my fault to die the first time. Yes, I know. Don't lecture me, Demon's Souls. You don't want to hear this. But the second time, it's your fault. I hate you, Mom. I hate you.
Yeah, I'm with you, dude. I'm with you. I hear you. I feel you. But it's
I could be level 29 right now.
I can't lump the two together because I don't know. It's a different experience for me. So for whatever reason, the Gaiden stuff, you know, because it's hard without. I don't know. It's a different kind of hard. Does that make any sense whatsoever?
Yeah, no,
like, it does to me. I seriously think it's just like different difficulty.
It's a different
with cheap
kind
shots.
Of.
Yes, with cheap shots is definitely harder. But in terms of like core gameplay and like
Scott is
the combat, I think they're very similar. Like you gotta know what kind of enemies are coming at you.
Yeah,
no,
in that respect, yes. Like
I would actually compare.
You kind of have to know what's coming, but the pace is completely different.
Oh, pacing! Pacing isn't like this, you can't compare the difficulty based on pacing, really.
Yeah.
Unless, like,
yeah,
I mean, like, in terms of the mechanics of the actual game, I think, like, of the combat of the two, I think they're very similar.
See, I disagree. Yeah. I would actually compare Demon's Souls more to something like Monster Hunter.
Yeah,
because
everything's very deliberate. You said that before.
It's very deliberate the way you do everything, and the bosses have a specific strategy of how you do it, and
that's the same as Ninja Gaiden. This, you guys haven't, like, got to the
For the bosses, I'll give you that. For the bosses, I'll give you that. But, like, the, even just the, like, the fighting, like, the peon ninjas, totally different from fighting the, no, you know, your way through the level. I think it is.
I'm with Chris. Okay. For whatever. Why haven't I gotten that same kind of feeling, though, from Ninja Gaiden?
Because, for one, you're a loot whore, both of you guys. You guys like getting new shit, which you don't really get in Ninja Gaiden. You can upgrade weapons, you get a new weapon here and there.
Yeah.
It's not as linear.
I'm just talking about the combat, for real. Like, I haven't even experienced Ninja Gaiden enough to, you know, even talk about loot or anything like that. I'm just speaking on combat alone.
Well, I don't know. Maybe because you probably went through playing Ninja Gaiden thinking it was Devil May Cry or God of War, and just mashing on X and then hitting Y every once in a while.
Maybe
I have to say this.
It's like if you went through Demon's Souls mashing on light attack and hitting Y every once in a while, you'd get your ass kicked and you wouldn't have any enjoyment. Mm-hmm. It's not until you realize that no, you actually have to know what enemy, how they're going to attack, what to counter, what you can counter, what you can't counter. Once you actually learn what they can do and what you can throw back at them, then that's when it becomes engaging. Like, holy crap, I got to be careful every thing. And that's the same with Ninja Gaiden. It's like you got to learn what they can do, what they can't do, what works and what doesn't. And then you have to look at every ambush and every attack as experience in the game, which you could possibly die. That's where it moves at a much faster pace in Demon's Souls, no doubt. Yeah. But that's where I think it's kind of the...
Do you think maybe we should get back on topic?
Sure. That's a good half an hour tangent.
Yeah.
Well, I got the majority of the way. I'm on the very last chapter of Sigma, the original Sigma.
Oh, fuck.
And I love the game. I mean, don't get me wrong. I think the Ninja Gaiden series is a great series, but it doesn't. For that, it's like I don't like have the drive to go play Ninja Gaiden 2 because of the way that because of the game it is. You know, I don't know. I'm not sure what the difference is, but
let's be honest. Ninja Gaiden is a good game because of its combat. Whereas Demon's Souls has a lot more going for it than Ninja Gaiden does overall as a game. Like, a lot more hooks.
Yeah.
It has a lot more hooks to grab you than Ninja Gaiden does.
Yeah.
I'm just talking strictly combat and how combat. There's still a point for backtracking, but I know you didn't like the combat, but like you said, you didn't get far enough to understand like where the...
I do like the combat in Ninja Gaiden. Like, but
basically, maybe you got as far as Ninja Gaiden as it would be as to get as far as Demon's Souls is past the tutorial. Like, X is to attack, Y is to strong attack, and that's it. Like, how far do you get in Ninja Gaiden, Jason?
I don't know. I've played demos and stuff.
Demos, exactly. Yes.
Where I have powers and stuff. Whatever.
I took some
big bites, okay? All right. Is that okay, Dad?
Did Jude swallowed or what?
Yeah, Jude swallowed. Yeah, jiggled some boobs.
Jude's the six axis, and jiggled boobs.
Hell yes.
Here's another question I wanted to pose about this topic, and it's kind of taken it from another direction. Now, the whole point is, you know, does challenge drive us to play games as much now as it did then? Was it, you know, how much of the challenge was it really that was driving us to play these games? Or was it actually something like you didn't have as many games at your disposal? Because, I mean, I did play a lot of games for the challenge, you know, when I was younger. But a lot of the other reasons were because I just didn't have the money surplus to buy new games. So I was playing the ones that I had a lot more often. So, I mean, God knows that if I were to get a game that's as hard as Target Earth now, I probably wouldn't beat that shit.
We've got spoiled. Oh my God.
Yeah. I think we have. But I mean, does that make sense? Do you guys think that has something to do with it on your ends?
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think, for the majority. But I also think now, though, game developers are putting out easier games to be like, let's get these people through this game as fast as possible so we can put out the next game they're going to buy.
Yeah.
Whereas I don't think they really did that back then. Like, Contra was fucking hard. Contra 2 was hard. Contra 3 was fucking hard.
Can you guys think of many games, like, nowadays that, like, you just can't fucking beat? Like, no matter what how many hours you think you could put in. Yeah. Can you think of many nowadays, you know?
No, not really. Not that. There's no game, I think. I've stopped playing games mostly because of boredom. Or because it just can't hook me, rather than it being ridiculously hard.
Right. Because I can think of several, you know, from back in the day.
Yeah,
that's, me too. Oh, God, yeah.
Tried for so sure. fucking hard, you know. You'd spend an entire weekend, you'd stay up all night long trying to do this, and you just couldn't.
Did anyone beat Contra without using the 30 live code?
I did once. Yes.
Dude, that's... Yeah. Actually, there's one game that was ridiculous. Contra for the... I think I've told the
hardcore
story before, so I won't get into it. Is it Hardcore's one for PS2?
Oh, no. That's Contra... I forgot what that one's called.
I can't remember what it's called, but I just remember that was one of the first games in a long time where me and some buddies got together and played the fucking game. It took us forever to beat the game, and then when we finally beat it, they're like, congratulations for beating this level. Now, to see the real ending, please play again on hard. Huh. And we're like, are you fucking kidding me?
Like, you know, I should go back and play Contra 4 for DS.
Yeah,
I actually have that for DS, and I never got around to playing it a lot. I should go back and play that.
Yeah, that was supposed to be a hard mother.
Yeah.
Cool. Hardest games I ever played, I think, was Gumshoe.
It was that game.
Nintendo's
I never played
game.
That.
IU Billy was tough too.
But yeah, Gumshoe, dude. Like that was a situation in which it was hampered by the control scheme, and you know, it was a light gun type thing. And those are the kind of games that really, really piss me off. Because it's not that I suck at it. It's because, you know, that you're kind of gimping me as far as what I can do. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
That's my gripe.
I understand that.
In a nutshell, I think. If you give me the freedom, I'm sorry, this is kind of my wrap up. But if you give me the freedom and, you know, you make it beatable, you know, I'm all for it. I like the challenge and that kind of stuff I find rewarding.
A game that came out recently that I just don't know if I could beat. Ultimate Ghosts and Goblins for PSP.
But that's kind of a remake though.
Right? It's a new game. It's
yeah,
a new Ghosts and Goblins game.
Okay.
But
all right.
Yeah, it's hard as shit.
Sorry, you kind of which one was hard as shit?
Ultimate Ghosts and Goblins.
Oh god!
For PSP, yeah. Tough game.
How hard was It wasn't a direct sequel, but Maximo, was that hard?
Maximo wasn't quite as hard.
Hmm.
No,
yeah.
It was. I never actually got all the way through it, but it was that spiritual successor thing, which we kind of talked about. But it was very very. It was different, and it wasn't. It was much more forgiving. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
It was much more
forgiving. Because that game, I actually got good at the one for Sega Genesis. I was proud where I can have the gold armor and get through it like for so long without getting hit.
Yeah. The Genesis one is the only one in the series that I beat.
Oh, really?
And yeah.
But again,
that was
another game where it's kind of memorization too, though.
Yeah, and I do have a lot of it memorized. I actually, I got like the Capcom collection. Like it came out for PS2 a while back, and the first thing I did was pop it in and play Ghouls and Ghosts.
Is that based on the Genesis version?
Yes. Yes, oh. Ghouls and Ghosts is the Genesis version. So
yeah, well, yeah.
But yeah,
cool,
good stuff. All right, Jason, you wrapped up already.
Yeah,
I'm gonna say that I'm gonna kind of say yes and no, and just because, like, it's definitely a no. I mean, it's like challenge is not there anymore. That's the problem. But I think there are gamers out there that do want the challenge, and you know, we'll automatically put games on, you know, the hardest difficulty every time just for that challenge. It's like, I definitely won't do it every time, but on games that I know that I want that challenge and I want to enjoy it, then I will.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, sorry, it's kind of a little bit of a sidebar, but, Halo 1 and 2 both have, like, they have, like, the regular, heroic, and legendary difficulty with 3. They made the normal basically like an easy. So the normal on Halo 3 is way easier than the normal on Halo 2 or Halo 1.
Yeah.
And that just shows you how much people don't like.
They're catering to a more casual audience. Yeah, they're catering to Jason.
But you love the Demon Souls.
Well, I choose to apply myself because, you know, it's rewarding.
It is engaging. Jeff, what do you think, man? Wrap up.
I think overall, I think no. I don't think gamers play... The majority of gamers play games for challenge anymore. I think they play it strictly for the experience. Yeah, I honestly think that's what they do it for like bragging rights that they beat so many games or whatever. But I think if developers do it right, if they don't do what Nintendo is doing, given the I win button that they're going to do for New Super Mario Brothers, like,
oh god,
I can't be stubble, let me just hit this button and I'll watch the gameplay itself. I don't think that's the right way to go about it. I think if they make the game smart at being difficult, I think challenge can become one of the main things that people look for in a game. But if they do the artificial stuff where all it is you take more damage and give out less damage, or we'll just throw a million more enemies on screen, I don't think that's going to work. It's got to give you some kind of reward thing. Like I said, he likes the Demon Souls, but he likes the Super the fucking Jason. Give the people a reward for playing on difficult for difficult settings and make it seem like they're getting better at the game, not that they're memorizing what you're throwing at
them. Yeah. Yeah. All right, cool. Yeah. I think we're good. Are we good?
We're good.
Awesome. I should have wished one more thank you to the Game & Talk guys. Cause,
oh, yeah. That's G-A-M-E, the letter N, T-A-L-K. They like it when we spell it.
That's right, because I'm pretty sure last time I said J instead of G.
The Game & Talk?
Game & Talk.
Game & Talk? Yeah, because I had a few wobbly pops while we were...
Wobbly pops.
But yeah, you can check that out, GameAndTalk.com. So, yeah, cool. Good ideas there. They actually just started up a podcast, too.
Yep, I think they're recording, like, right now, actually.
Oh, wow. Crazy.
Oh, cool.
Cool stuff.
All right, should we get going? Let's do some new releases.
Yeah.
We have anything from Repeat?
Maybe.
Is he mad at you again?
I don't know. I'm like,
he didn't sell anything. Journey again?
I did.
Some in excess, damn it.
I'm done, down, under. Oh, I do. Oh my god. Let's play it. Let's hope he's not too mad. Let's see.
Okay, to start off with a little correction from last week. Boy and His Blob came out for the Wii.
Oh, yeah.
Well, zero marketing, which is why I didn't know about it. It was a really, really good game. Really nice sort of 2D animation and stuff. I mean, it has a hug button. How adorable. Yes. Which is this week. We got Space Invaders
Extreme. Jason's mom has a hug
button. So the best version of Space Invaders Extreme is getting a follow-up on the DS. Should be a great excuse to whip out that paddle controller. And, twiddle out the knob a bit and get some nice shots off. Borderlands is also coming out, PS3 360. I think the PC one's been delayed a week or something.
Hell
looks
yeah.
Looks like a pretty neat little four-player co-op shootery role-playing something or other.
Neat little hybrid.
And Mine is finally coming out in the US. Now, I
finally!
Really we'll see.
The brief period Sony would let me use my PS3 before it decided to break again. And it was really fun. So, it might be a bit steep in price, so, you get that, but it's a pretty good little platformer. It's meant to have local co-op, but it's, I don't know how that would actually work, because it's pretty tough as it is, so having to try and do things in tandem can be really quite tricky, but it's probably worth checking out if you're into sort of platformers, so yeah, there you go.
All right, well, thank you, Repeat. Dude, you're awesome. Thank you for sending this shit in all the time.
Yeah, seriously.
We appreciate the gaps that you fill in for us.
We like as a little...
It's not just gaps. Actually, you do a way better job than Chris.
Yes, I do. You do. That's true.
You steal the show.
I accept my fate. I suck.
Guys, I forgot about Boyan's Blob, too. And he's totally right. There's been no marketing for this. What the hell?
It wasn't on the list last week either. I don't even know why.
Came out, my initial reaction was apparently the game is going to suck. I'm totally probably just going to ignore it. They probably just threw it out there. And then today, Mark from PS Nation emails us and he's like, oh, don't mean to take away from the Demon Souls conversation, but
Point is Blob's really good.
Point is Blob's really good. He's like talking about hand drawn art and all stuff. And he mentioned the hug button as well. And I'm like, Mark, I fucking hate you because. Usually he recommends good shit, so...
Oh, yeah.
I'll wait until he talks about it, but...
That's why we're playing Demon Souls! It's the whole fucking point!
I actually haven't heard Mark talk about Demon Souls. I don't know, but...
Oh, really?
I'm sorry.
That's good.
I just ruined the flow of things.
Have you heard of him talk about Uncharted 2? Oh, no. Wait. Might have heard Torgo.
I saw some random tweets from Mark about it, but... I killed the flow. I'm sorry.
It's okay. That's all right. Moving on.
All right, let's get the rest of the new releases. PS3 is also getting FIFA 10, Bakugan Battle Brawlers, and
I'm gonna
WWE
destroy you guys.
SmackDown versus Raw.
In all those games.
SmackDown versus Raw. Can you smell? Seeing Slow, Wrestler anymore? That's like the last time I watched wrestling. It's like The Rock for Stone Cold.
When last time I watched wrestling, it was still called WWF, and the opposite was WCW. It was a long time ago.
Oh, wow. You were like, 39 then or something?
Yes, exactly. Back in 74. Right. All right, PSP is getting FIFA 10, Astro Boy, Marvel Superhero Squad, Matron
Wars.
That
looks really cute, by the way.
Which one? Matron Wars?
Really? The Marvel Superhero one. Squad? Have you guys seen the Fisher Price looking ones? They're all fat and chunky.
No.
Superheroes?
I haven't even heard of this game.
No, it's like a beat 'em up. Kind of like an Ultimate Alliance type thing.
All right, cool. Yes.
I think it's multiple systems. I'm not positive. I haven't been following. I've just seen some screens.
Hey, it's multiple systems. It's going to show up again.
All right.
But
I'm sure it's just a kid's game, but it looks cute.
Yeah. Matron Wars, WWE SmackDown versus Raw, and Grand Theft Auto Chinatown Wars, the remake of the DS game.
It's finally coming out, which we haven't seen much of.
Yeah. Let's see. PS2, Marvel Superhero Squad, Astro Boy, WWE, FIFA 10, and Bakugan Battle Brawlers.
Is Astro Boy the movie coming out this Friday? Or next Friday?
I believe so, yes.
I think the movie comes out Friday. All makes sense now.
Yep. All right, let's see. For 360, we have Bakugan Way of the Samurai 3, which is supposed to be pretty good. I know I've heard some people talking about it. Lips number one hits. Awesome. FIFA 10, Borderlands, WWE, and Panzer General Allied Assault. For the Wii, there is a bunch of crap. I'm gonna pick and choose out of this large list of crap.
What sounds the best, Chris?
Hey, listen, if Reby doesn't say it, it doesn't matter.
It's not worth crap. But he didn't say Boyne's Blob last week. I'm just saying.
So maybe this is your time to shine.
Harvest Mood Animal Parade? That's all I got.
Yeah.
That's the best I can do. Marvel Superhero Squad's coming out for the Wii next week. Oh, here we go. Dragon Ball Revenge of King Piccolo.
See?
King Piccolo.
Dumbass repeat didn't mention that.
His shenanigans.
FIFA 10, Astro Boy, and Bakugan are also coming out for the Wii. For the DS, God, there's even more crap for the DS. Astro Boy, Marvel Superhero Squad, FIFA 10, Bakugan, Littlest Pet Shop. Nice!
Blah, blah, blah.
There's a new Cooking Mama coming out, Chop and Chop. I know that a lot of people like Cooking Mama. And that's about it. For PC, Ninja Blade.
Really?
Yeah.
That's when did that come out? Like 6 months?
No, it's been a while.
That's from
Marvel
Software,
Superhero
dude.
Squad.
That's the same guys that did Demon Souls.
I know. I like those games.
Yeah, Ninja Blade wasn't... I heard it wasn't nearly as good as Ninja Gaiden, so...
Well, of course not. But I'm thinking, maybe you guys want... Did From Software do Lost Odyssey?
No, that was...
Well, I know Mistwalker. It was Mistwalker. Mistwalker was the quote-unquote developer, but apparently they got the outsourced a lot of shit. I keep thinking that From Software did something.
I know them as the Armored Core guys.
Armored Core as well?
Yeah.
Yeah, From Software does the Armored Core games.
Maybe that's the game thing. I know they did something before Ninja Blade. And for some reason, I kept thinking Lost Odyssey, even though Mistwalker was the, quote-unquote, developer, but I know they outsourced a lot of shit for that game to get it out on time. It might have been Armored Core that I'm thinking of. Just a random question. Yeah.
Killing the flow.
Sorry.
FIFA 10 and Star Wars Force Unleashed Ultimate Sith Edition are also coming out next week for the PC.
Sith Edition.
And that is your new release list.
Wait, is Ultimate Sith Edition even out for the other consoles yet?
I thought it was like the collector's edition of the game.
Yeah, but is that... No. They're re-releasing the game with all the expansions on it. Yeah, so it's coming out on PC first?
Yeah, I think it is. It comes out the 23rd.
That's peculiar. I can't believe I pronounced that right.
Suddenly, it's clear.
A few drinks. Yeah. anyway, sorry.
Pick of the week. What do you guys think?
Borderlands.
Why not Borderlands? Even though I got it on Steam. Which, by the way, if you have three other friends that you trust for them to give you money, you can actually get Borderlands for about $34 on Steam. Little four pack deal. Mm-hmm. This kind of price, split it up, it's $34 a piece.
Yeah, Jason went ahead and did that and didn't let me know.
I let the Twitterverse know. I asked everybody, and you did not respond. So everybody,
I apologize for not paying as close attention to the Twitterverse when I'm at work.
I'll let that go.
Or if you're going to be at this fest and you want it for $35, let me know on Monday.
That's how I'm getting it.
All right.
Good stuff. All right, well, let's move on to emails. Jason.
All right, email time. I don't think I have any voicemails. I do have a voicemail. I'm going to play this, though. Let's go with emails. Gentlemen, first things first, Goffy is a flaming pile of douche.
What?
With a case of severe ass herpes. Now that I got that off my chest, I have one question. All right, looking back at your years of gaming, is there one moment that you would want to experience again as a gamer, or forget altogether, and why?
Oh, shit.
He's got a story.
That's a tough question.
For myself, two moments come to mind. The first moment was when I was a youngin' playing the original Game Boy. Although I can't recall the game I was playing at the time, I would definitely stop myself the moment before I bashed my head against the tiny puke green screen, which rendered the handheld device completely useless, simply because I couldn't beat a particular level. Even though that was one of my darkest gaming moments, on a positive note, my incessant crying afterwards did result in a new Game Boy from my folks. Which is true. You can get anything you want if you cry hard enough.
Seriously, sounds horrible.
Another moment I would go back to and change is when I was at an arcade around the time when the first Mortal Kombat was king. There was this punk kid who was beating everyone and finishing them off with fatalities left, right, and center. When I stepped up to the plate, I somehow beating this kid with Raiden, or Raiden. But when it came to the moment of fatality, I didn't know the button sequence to make his head explode. With a huge crowd watching, anticipating, and thirsty for blood, all I could muster was an ugly jab to the face. Although I won the battle, I really lost my self-respect as a gamer.
We've all done that.
Anyway, gentlemen, keep up the great work, and please, by all means, limit your interaction with Goffy at Indus Fest because you have contract ass herpes. Sincerely, Og Monster. Yes, love you, Geoff.
Who's Og Monster?
Somebody that got ass herpes from Jeff.
That's one of my best friends. I've known Jeff. He's the guy. Remember I told you the story where I pushed my buddy into the kid, and his dad came up and whenever and did like, the Street Fighter. That's him. I didn't even know he listened to the show. And never mind, fucking write us an email. That is fucking hilarious. When he said the Game Boy thing, because I remember him telling, because he was one of the first people to have a Game Boy. And I remember he was playing Mario or Ninja. I can't remember what the game was. And I came on him like, oh, let's play your Game Boy. And he's like all sad. He's like, I broke it. And he's like playing a faction against his forehead because he couldn't pass a level and he broke his screen. Oh, that's awesome.
I broke my Game Boy too, but I don't remember how. I really don't. But instead of crying to get it back, I actually, for like the next X amount of days, I actually skipped lunch and I would keep my lunch money and save it. And I ended up buying it off of a friend.
Og Monster is 43 and he was like 19 at the time when this happened.
Oh my God.
And I'm actually kidding. I'm just trying to embarrass him.
Oh, okay.
All right. So that's a gaming moment you'd rather relive or forget.
Right. I have one that I'd rather forget, I guess. And it just because you mentioned the Game Boy, this is the only reason. Because there's lots of moments that I'd like to forget, but this one kind of stuck out. I was probably 14, maybe 13. I was skipping school, right? Dead of winter. So it was, you know, super chilly and, you know, there was no way that I was just going to hang out, you know, out in the cold. So I went down to the local Shopko. The people in Wisconsin will know what Shopko is. It's like a department store. And I hung out in their bathroom with my Game Boy. I was playing like Final Fantasy Adventure or something, or Legend, something like that, for hours. I just sat in the stall. And that's where I spent, you know, my day skipping school for whatever reason. Well, it wasn't the entire day, because probably, I don't know, 3-4 hours after I'd been sitting in there, all of a sudden I got a knock on the stall saying, "Are you ever going to get done in there?"
Oh my God.
Like, oh shit. Are you fucking kidding? I had no idea someone was in there actually waiting for me to get out of the stall. I had no idea. There was one stall in the bathroom.
I was going to say there's only one stall in there?
There was only the one stall. Yeah. Wow. Not the brightest. But yeah, that was extremely embarrassing. So, yeah, I think I just quick, you know, did a flush and just, I'm out of here. But yeah, that was a gaming moment that I'd like to take back, I guess.
All right. Chris? Or
come back to
take
me.
Back or relive one or the other.
Come back to me. What's yours?
I do. No, I went back to you because I had one, but then I totally forgot when Jason
I did too. This makes great radio. This is awesome.
Oh, it totally makes amazing radio. There's got to be like,
shit. Okay, like, here's one that I'd rather forget, and it's actually more recently than I am proud of. I'm pretty sure this isn't my last job. I don't know if it was or not, but I called in sick one day because a game was coming out that I wanted to play. And that game was Metroid Prime 2.
Okay.
So I'm like, all right. So I didn't really call in sick. I went home early. So I went home. It's like noon and I'm leaving. And I get to the store.
You're pretending you're sick so you can go home early?
Yeah. Oh, my stomach doesn't feel so hot. Yeah.
Okay.
So I get to Best Buy.
By the way.
Yeah, no. It's better when I actually try, I promise.
You sound like you should be in like Left 4 Dead or something.
Oh, real quick, I went into our current boss, Steve. I actually really, really was sick though, but I walked into his office, I looked at him, I opened my mouth, and I put my finger in my mouth, and I went, "Aw." Like I was going to throw up. Like I was just doing like visual cue, and he just kind of looked up at me and went, "You have to go home, right?" I'm like, huh? Like, I was that sick. Like, I couldn't talk. I was ready to puke. I'm like, okay, see you later.
Oh, man.
That's a good one.
Well, so I ended up getting to Best Buy. I go into Best Buy, and I'm in the GameCube section, and I'm looking around, and I don't see the game. Turns out it comes out tomorrow.
Fuck. Oh, dude.
So I took off the wrong day. I was like, "Oh, I thought it came out today."
Well, that's when you call next and be like, "I'm still sick."
Yeah.
Well, I know.
Because when you leave the day of work, that gives you so much more leverage to call in sick the next day.
Yeah.
As opposed to calling in sick that day, realizing the game has come out, then calling sick the next day. And then you can like play it off like you're really sick and you need a day.
People are all like sympathetic.
Yeah. Exactly. Oh, I can't think of it.
So you would wish it to be like you would want to relive it and just
well, in terms of like reliving stuff. It. Well, one of my favorite, like this is one to relate actually to Aug, because he, me and him were like Street Fighter, but like it was him and I that went to the arcades at 8 o'clock in the morning. He went to the convenience stores at, like 7 o'clock in the morning once they opened up to play some Street Fighter and stuff like that. When one of the moments I'd love to relive was there was a bunch of people crowded around, like Street Fighter 2 Championship Edition. That was like the big thing. And there's this one guy, I just remember his first name was Matt, and he was really, really good at the game. He was like, I will say he is like the fucking, like Justin Wong of Pickering. Which is
Pickering.
Yeah. But no one could beat this dude. Like, he was always the first person to learn everything for like every character and every whatever. And, Og Monster and myself would always be like playing. Like, it was usually like he was like way up there, and Og and I would usually be pretty decent at kicking everyone's ass. Well, we couldn't beat this guy. And then one day he was using Vega, and he taught me some like cool shit to do with Vega, and I was like, that's some pretty cool shit. And then the next day he taught me, like, came back and whatever, I used the same shit against him and whooped his ass in front of like 10 people watching. Yeah. And everyone was like, holy shit, like that guy got knocked the fuck out. And he got so mad. This is like a timid guy who you could tell would not get mad at like anything or like whatever. And he was so fucking pissed. He did the whole like, "If I didn't show you how to do that shit, you wouldn't even beat me." I'm like, Yeah, that's true, actually. Yeah. If you didn't show me how to do that shit, I wouldn't have beaten you. But
I did.
Exactly. That's one I would like to relive, but one I'd like to forget. As dumb as this sounds, and it's so stupid because it's only like three people. Like, I was playing Mortal Kombat 1, and you know how Reptile was in the game?
Oh, yeah.
And it was funny because it was Og Monster again, and myself went to Scarborough, which I don't know if any of you guys know, like, Toronto area. Probably not, but Scarborough is pretty much, like, ghetto Toronto. It's like, that's where, it's got a very bad rep. I wouldn't say it's that bad. It's got a really bad rep of being, like, just kind of off. We're at the small in an arcade playing Mortal Kombat, and we heard about Reptile and everything, and I was playing a game, and in the middle of after this first round, Reptile jumped down and said something. It comes up with text, and he just stands there, puts his arm up, and then jumps back up. So I was like, first of all, I thought the person who told me that Reptile exists was full of shit, because the whole Shen Long thing. I'm like, that's bullshit. That's whatever. I was like, oh my god, he's actually real. So I'm sitting there playing, and then all of a sudden I die, and these guys are trying to put their quarters in behind me, and I'm like, no, wait. And they're looking at me. I'm like, no. The Reptile guy, like, dropped down, and I might have to fight him now. And that's like the continuation thing's counting down, and they're looking at me like, what the fuck is wrong with this kid?
The Reptile guy.
I'm like, the Reptile guy wants to fight me, he said. I gotta fight him. And then, yeah, nothing happened. I was like, okay, take them all.
Oh, they're looking at me like,
yeah, exactly. Tail between the legs. You can go play Ninja Turtles.
Yeah.
I'm sure I can figure some other shit, but I can't think of anything on the spot.
That's cool. I think we're good.
That's cool. Yeah, we're good.
All right. You guys want another email?
Yeah.
All right. This one is from Southern Cavity. It says, hey, guys.
Hey.
Got a question for y'all. I posted this in the forum, but I think this would be a good thing to mention on the show before IndisFest. What's everybody going to do to exchange gamer info? This is a good idea. I thought about printing out business cards with my name, like my PSN ID, XBLA gamer tag, and VG Evo name. Nothing fancy, just some business cards from Target or Walmart.
Can I interrupt something?
Yeah.
Is that a VG Evo member with an Xbox Live gamer tag?
Believe it or not.
Damn.
I know. Let's see. Target or Walmart. Although if they're going to be 50 plus people there, that could be rather expensive. Any thoughts? This is from Greg. P.S. IndisFest.
IndisFest.
I might kind of have you guys a little covered in as far as that's concerned. So everybody's familiar with the, my name is kind of tags. We're going to have something similar. Mm-hmm. They're going to be badges and they're going to be on cool lanyards.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, so we have that, and yeah, there'll be fields for you to fill out, you know, your VG Evo name, your real name, you know, PSN and Xbox Live. So as far as, you know, jotting down people's names and junk, that's kind of up to you. So
right.
I can't really think of anything else. Sorry.
We should also mention that the people that are getting badges are the people that have actually confirmed with us that they are coming to IndisFest.
Yeah, you have to confirm to guarantee you're getting one of those. Confirm on VG Evo via DM, PM, something. Get in touch with us saying you're coming, and you're gonna get some cool shit.
Right.
That's just
right on. I actually sent out a PM this past week that had asked for a bunch of information. If you are coming to IndisFest and you did not get that PM, you should get in touch with me because
that was all VG Evo matters, though, right?
That was, yes, but everybody that was on the list, I think, had a VG Evo.
And those who didn't, we know personally, I think, or from other avenues. So
we're covered, I think, in that respect. So
correct, yeah. I also wanted to mention that those lanyards that I was talking about. Do you guys remember the email from like the week before where that guy was a little cryptic about, you know, something that he
had
to send us? That was Remar. And this dude is fucking awesome because he sent us a shit ton of lanyards from PAX. That awesome. They've got God of War 3 on it. They've got Ark 2. I know you're excited about that. But he also sent another bag just full of all kinds of like PAX swag. So there's like buttons and stickers and Chris, there's like a Muramasa like a tattoo.
Nice.
Temporary, sorry. But yeah, lots of cool shit in there. So he totally hooked us up. So definitely want to give
cool,
him props.
Very cool. And I thank you very much for that.
Well, we're going to try and make it worth his while.
Yeah, I'll say absolutely.
Cool. All right. One more email.
Let's do it up.
Let's do it. Hey guys, AOTS here.
What's up?
Hey, it's the first time. With the first time email to Indis. I've been listening since about episode 75 and I love the show, guys. Very well done. And it's great.
Thank you.
Fun to listen to. Thank you very much. My question for you guys today is simply Nathan Drake or Indiana Jones? Keep up the great work, guys. I really enjoy the show and the best of luck for Indus Fest to go smoothly as possible. Hmm. Wish I could be there, but there's no chance in hell I'll miss it next year, should there be one. Hmm. So, AOTS.
We'll hold you to that, by the way.
Yeah.
That's right. All right, Nathan Drake or Indiana Jones?
Indiana Jones, 100%.
Absolutely, Indiana Jones, hands down.
What?
Yes.
Indiana Jones doesn't have the little hair flippy. He doesn't do the half tuck. He doesn't have as much.
Exactly.
What? Drake is so Indiana Jones. It's so that is who he's based on, and it's so obvious. It's not even funny. He's a younger Indiana Jones. Fucking
Indiana Jones in of himself is like a stereotype.
Yeah, exactly.
So.
He started it all. That's what it's all about.
I'm going to say Nathan Drake.
Oh, you're such a liar.
I think he's funnier. I'm serious. I think he's funnier.
Yeah, well, weren't you the one saying off break that Uncharted has about the equivalent of a script to a blockbuster movie?
Yes, it does. It definitely which you countered with that's good for video gaming.
Exactly, but is it good compared to Indiana Jones movies?
It's, well, I mean, Indiana Jones movie are summer popcorn flicks.
Mm,
those are the big blocks.
I'd say after Raiders they are. But what about Raiders? Raiders?
Yeah, maybe? Same kind of form. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he's funnier to today's standards, I'll say that.
Okay, sure.
Indiana Jones is pretty funny back in the day. No?
Himself? I don't know. I don't know that he was. He was pretty dry.
Yeah, well, I guess it was
he wasn't witty at all. I mean, yeah.
No, he wasn't clever and witty and like on the mark, like with like comebacks or like.
Right.
Yeah. No, I agree with you there. But okay. As an overall hero, like an overall like dude, who would you want to save your ass? Indiana Jones or Nathan Drake?
Indy, totally. There we go. All right, boom. You sold me.
There you go.
Done.
He's gonna throw you the whip, even though you don't trust that motherfucker with the idol. That's right. What's gonna happen, and he's got your back.
Yeah, that's true. That need a short round, so that's pretty cool. I'd like to meet that kid.
What's he doing these days, anyway?
Porn. So that's all I got for the emails. So are we like in agreement, Indy? Indiana Jones.
I think so. Absolutely. I think we're unanimous.
That Nathan Drake, though,
he's funny.
Absolutely,
I like that kid.
He's a ladies' man. But
yeah.
So was Indy. He got around.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Motherfucker drank blood, man. Almost got his heart.
It's hardcore, baby.
Found aliens. Oops.
Exactly. Oh. One. That doesn't really count.
Yeah, that doesn't count. All right, one last entry here. It's not an email. It's one of them voicemails.
Sweet.
Now it's time for another edition of Random Questions from Aces High.
Hey guys, Aces High here. A lot of people on the forums have been comparing Shaun of the Dead with Zombieland, and I want to get your opinion on which one's better. Did you think Uncharted 2 actually lived up to the hype that it got from reviewers? And have you ever owned a pair of Converse?
Hey.
Nice. I can answer all those but one.
I can do all those. You want to start?
Zombieland, and Shaun of the Dead.
Not a fair comparison. Both zombie movies, you know, British humor and Shaun of the Dead. I think that one's, more of a parody kind of film. And Zombieland is just kind of like straight up like schlock, like campy, and I don't know, just embraces the cheesiness of it. Does that make any? There's more action.
No, that totally
in Zombieland.
Makes sense.
Yeah, different. Sense. I mean, yeah, they've both got the zombie thing going on, but they're two different kinds of movies.
I'm kind of in agreement.
Which is better? I like Shaun of the Dead better, but Zombieland's real close.
Yeah, I'm leading it on Zombieland only because it's fresher in my mind, and I had such a laugh out of it. So
gotcha.
I haven't seen Zombieland, but I really, really, really like Shaun of the Dead. So
yeah.
I will see Zombieland shortly, and then we'll get back to you.
both have great merits. So, like them both for different reasons.
Second question.
What was that second question?
That's a good question. I remember.
Why does this always happen to us?
I remember. Has anyone ever owned a pair of Converse?
That was
Uncharted. Uncharted.
Oh, Uncharted. Was the question. But did it live up to the hype?
Apparently, it's very memorable.
No. We can't really answer that question, but I don't think so. I don't think we can answer it yet because we're not done with it.
Yeah, I can safely say it's not a perfect game. I mean, come on. I mean, but it is getting really, really good scores, and there's lots of reasons why, you know, that I agree with. So, yeah. Okay. So far, I mean, the game visually, friggin' masterpiece. You know.
Yeah, I agree. So. Jeff, did you say you could answer it?
Well, I was going to say I can answer because I'm more than halfway through it. So I'm going to be done with the game tomorrow night, like, guaranteed. I believe it lives up to the hype of the reasonable reviews that are within the 9 to 9.5 area, where they basically say, this is Uncharted, but they fixed every damn thing that's wrong with Uncharted, and it is a gorgeous game. But at this point, I don't think it is, like, God's gift to gaming and the best game ever made. Because technically you'd be saying Uncharted was the same thing with lesser gravis and little kind of tweaks here and there. But I'd say overall, why not?
Okay.
Cool. Well, that's the thing. It's hard because I don't agree with the 10s and the fucking it is the best single player experience I've ever played. Usually Adam says it's pretty good, but I think he's got to get a little bit of a cooldown time because, I don't know, he's the gothy cooldown time in that shit. give it a week or two. But I do believe it is the best game of its kind, for sure. 100% Booyakasha.
Booyakasha. Gotcha.
Okay. Well, sure. We'll revisit that question in a couple weeks, I think. All right. Probably.
All right, that sounds a good idea.
All right, Converse. So Converse. All right,
hell yeah! I still have a pair.
Nice.
I have actually never owned a pair of Converse for myself.
What the hell?
Yeah, I never did.
Did you live in the 80s?
Yes, and I wore Reeboks and Nikes.
All right, so Chris obviously had no fashion sense.
Thank you there. I appreciate that.
I've had a couple of pairs, and yeah. I wrote stuff on there like, you know, I love Jamie.
That was the thing with the Converse, man. You could write shit on it.
You could write shit on it, yeah. I'm sure I wrote like Iron Maiden on there or Metallica.
I'm sure of that. I guarantee it.
Quite sure of that. Who knows? But yeah, I have a few pair. Nothing recently. Sorry.
Good stuff.
Uncomfortable fucking shoes. Come on.
Dude. When I said I have a pair like now... It's because a buddy of mine from work bought a pair and they didn't fit him. They were too big for him. So he's like, whoa, what size are you? I'm like, I don't know, like 10 and a half, 11, whatever. He's like, oh, they probably fit you. Take them. So I took them, didn't wear them forever. The one day I did wear them to work, I got these massive blisters on my feet. Like, I was literally walking home, walking like I just like got off a horse that I was riding for about 48 hours. Like, I was like...
On your feet.
Yeah. My feet. No, like the way my legs were positioned, I was like on my head. I'm like, this is ridiculous. I had to stop. Like, this is so painful. And then when I got home and I took off my shoes, there's literally blood stains on the back of my socks. Like, I'm like, this is disgusting.
Okay, they're not that bad usually, but.
Oh, I don't know what was wrong with these ones or if they were like, because they fit fine in terms of like size. And then I'm like, these are just not right. So I gave them to my roommate. I'm like, oh, yeah, you can totally
here's some
have them.
Bloody
yeah.
shoes.
Here you go. Here's some bloody shit. Yeah,
handed down the hand-me-downs. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, basically, yeah. Like, oh my God. This is only like 2 years ago, maybe. Like, not even. But yeah, I own Converse many and many times.
You're a big fan, apparently.
I've had a couple pairs, maybe three in my lifetime.
Mm-hmm. All right, guys. So that's all I got. That's all I got.
All right. It's good stuff.
Let's get a move on then. Let's give something away.
Yes.
We are playing The Longest Journey this month. So let's give that game away again. Random.org generated my number as number 14.
I knew it.
You did. That's impressive.
Called.
The winner is Eden Chapman.
Eden Chapman.
Congratulations, Eden. You are the winner of The Longest Journey.
Go down in the city. Hopefully that doesn't mean that your power goes out. So. But if it doesn't, you should probably play Longest Journey all night long. It's awesome. Once again, this is the longest month for Journey lovers, but it's also our favorite segment of the show where we get to give away a game. You just won Longest Journey, courtesy of Good Old Games. GOG.com. God, those guys are awesome. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you for entering, Eden. I hope you enjoy the game. All right. Let's move on.
Let's all do right. It.
Question of the week. Awesome.
QOTW.
Question of the week for IndusFest.
IndusFest?
Oh, shit. IndusFest. Oh, my God. It's going to be like, what is our question of the week? What are we going to do? I'm like, oh, my God. It's going to be live.
Why don't we have people make up their own question of the week?
You mean you want to do like a Q&A session with Interactive Distractions? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I think.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, totally. Yeah,
yeah. That's a great idea.
That right there.
All right. So good deal. Yeah, that's what we've wanted to do for IndusFest. We want questions from you guys. We want to
open mic, open season.
Oh, that's right. So it could be random questions like Aces High sends in. It could be anything you want to know about us, anything you want to know about the show, anything you want to know about how we feel about video games, all that kind
of
shit.
Anything you could possibly think of, we'll try not to shy away from it. And chances are, we'll have a little bit of the alcohol in us, so we've plenty to shy away from it either way.
Considering $6 pitchers, I'm sure we'll have a lot more by the time we get to the East.
$6 Newcastle pitchers. Oh, God.
That is ridiculous. That's how much a pint costs in fucking Toronto.
That's no shit, dude.
Battle and Brew loves us, and we love them.
That's right. All right, so you can send your questions to email at interactivedistractions.com. You can also send us a voicemail, Jason.
Yeah, we can we totally do that? Can. They could do that. Right. I'll make it happen. Make sure that the sound quality's good for real, though. Yeah. Like, use your best judgment of people, because it's actually going to be played over a PA and not into headphones for us to hear. So it's going to be a little difficult. So just make sure it sounds good.
So how does it sound? How does the phone number, the Gmail phone number sound? Does it come pretty clear?
Yeah, I mean, it's standard, like, you know, phone call quality, I guess. So it's all right. I think we would prefer like an MP3 in this kind of situation. But.
Okay. So if you can, send us an MP3, and if that is not possible, please use our new phone number, which is 706-760-4337. Wait, no, 433. No, that was right.
437. Yeah, it's like, yeah. Do the tagline. This is
It's almost leap, but it's not.
But it's not.
You can also get us on Google directly at interactivedistractions@gmail.com.
Right.
And please follow us on Twitter. That is Indus Chris, Indus Jason, and Indus Geoff.
Geoff.
We also have a Facebook group, Indus Interactive Distractions Podcast. And I think that about wraps us up.
Well, let me explain the new number. This is actually through Google Voice now. So we finally got into the beta on this, and they actually do free voicemail, whereas Skype used to charge us, and you couldn't download the messages. This is why we're going with Google Talk here, people, because it's easier for us to get to the messages. Now, as far as you leaving messages, of course you can call the number, but do you remember our Google name, the interactivedistractions@gmail.com? It's the same account that you can use on Google Talk. Which that should probably remind you, you can just use in the browser as well. So you don't actually have to download Skype something. Or anything like that. I think it's a easier way. I know everybody's familiar with Skype, but it's a pain in the ass. So I'm trying to make this transition. I'm sorry. Hopefully you guys will grow with us and understand.
Yes. Be prepared, because I think other podcasts are following suit.
Yeah.
Just so you know.
Yeah. Skype sucks.
Well, That's all I got, guys. You have anything before we wrap up and get out of here?
I think we should probably tell people, because this is the last episode before IndusFest.
IndusFest?
And
Well done, Jeff. Well done.
Thank you.
That's Try not to trip idea. Over yourself here at the end
people,
of the show.
Because a lot of people aren't going to be there, and they can't make it. And a lot of our listeners... aren't part of EGEVO, and they just have no way of, I guess, getting there or whatnot, which we'd love to see you there. How could they see this on? I know you mentioned the beginning of the show, just in case they're just tuning in.
Just tuning in.
Did air quotes there.
Like, just in case you click download and then jumped to the end of the show.
Yeah. Where can they find her? Because we're streaming this whole thing live, like with fucking video and sound. It's gonna be insane. Where can they check this out? I know Ogmonster's not going to be there. He's not part of VG Evil, but we're going to let him know where he can watch us making an ass of ourselves.
Primary place is going to be, I think, VG Evo.
I'm pretty sure they're going to throw the stream on the front page.
Right. We'll more than likely have a link on our site, interactivedistractions.com, pointing everybody to our Ustream page, but that's the big one is VG Evo, I think, because I think it's going to be embedded, but. After the show, of course, we're actually going to be recording it. We're going to be releasing it both in audio video formats, so you can look for that as well.
Cool.
Good stuff. All right, well, let's get out of here.
Yeah.
Okay. Hope you guys enjoyed episode 99.
I did.
Holy Wayne Gretzky.
If you did enjoy the show, please tell a few friends about us, and if you're on iTunes, please leave us a review. We would appreciate it. So until next week. Until IndusFest!
Until IndusFest.
Until IndusFest.
My name is Chris.
I am Jason.
And I am Jeff.
Play your games, and we'll see you at IndusFest.
We will.
See you later, double digits. God.